earlier in the perek that there was a machlokes satanoim and a machlokes amoraim, but the yush kedi is koinana. So let's say the ganav steals the behemoth, and then the baal mamis yayish, and then after the baal mamis yayish, then the ganav does tovach umach. So the Gemara said that if you hold yush is koinana, so shalohu tovach shalohu umach, then the ganav will not be chayiv on tovach umach and lacha yush. We paskin that yush alone is not kind of, you have to have yush shini v'shus, or yush shini Hashem, you have to have something in addition. So even if the yush alone, the ganav will still be chayiv on the dollar behemoth. So the same appears in the Mishnah. One of gona v'higdish, v'hakach tovach umach. So once the hegdish is chal, so the behemoth, the shor v'sel, no longer belongs to the nignav. So the fact that the ganav continues to do tovach umachar, he can't say that he's furthering the geneva. He can't say shana bechet, nishtarish bechet. So he's not going to be chayv. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. That gona v'higdish v'achar. That's the Mishnah on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Gona v'higdish v'achakach tovach umachar. Einu mishalom tashlumi dalet v'hei. Because you can't say shalohu tarech shalach. You can't say that the behemoth, the shoveset, belongs to the ganav. It does belong to the ganav, but it no longer belongs to the nignav. So you can't say shana bechet and shtarish bechet. So the Mishnah says that he's not chayv dalet behei. So the Gemara is bothered with the kash on the top line and I involve him in aleph. What do you mean ganav v'higdish by lacha yush? So the yush happened by itself. The ganav didn't do that. The nignav was misyash. But ganav v'higdish, the ganav did the hagdasha. So why not say the hagdasha itself should constitute the machar? So mali machar lehedrin, mali machar l'ashamayim. What's the difference? Whom he's marking it to? Now machar, one could have argued the point and said that machar is only if you sell it and you get money. What if you gave it b'matana? So I raised the question that should depend on. Someone said the Rashba raised the question. Me and the Rashba raised the question that there's a machlekes satanayim and b'chayris. Whether matana kemecha, matana lav kemecha. What's the machlokes satanoim? The din is that if you sell a stei achuza in Eretz Yisrael, there's mancha yovel noeg, there's a stei achuza and there's a stei mikne. Stei achuza means I got to be Yerusha from my father, my grandfather, my great grandfather, all the way back to Yishuv ben Nun. So if I have a stei achuza and I sell it, there's mancha yovel noeg, so when yovel comes, I'm going to get the field back. If I have a stei mikne, so the stei mikne only belongs to me up until yovel. So when yovel comes, I lose the ownership. It goes back to the bailim, to the original bailim, who was the stei achuza. So the Mishnah in Pchoiris around the Afnun, also the Afnun Aleph, presents a machlekes Armei Nechachamim. What if I have a stei achuza and instead of selling it to someone else, a machar sasod lishacher, I give it the matana? Do you say that matana is also kimecher and it's chayzel a bailim b'yovel? Or do you say no? The Pasuk and Chumash that says that if I have a stei achuza and I sell it, I get it back when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yoyva, that's only by Mochar. There's no Pasuk that says that Matana, you get it back. So that's a Machlokes Satana. This Machlokes Satanoim is not a Machlokes only in Hilchus Achzara Sadas B'Yoyva. The Rishalmi, the beginning of Maaseh Sheni, quoted by the Rishonim, Rishalmi says Beferish, that it's a universal Machlokes. If you hold, and that's how we hold, there is a Machlokes Satanoim, whether Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Bailam or Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. Nafkamina is, can you sell Maaseh Sheni to somebody else? If Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Bailam, you can sell it. If Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya, you cannot sell it. So it's a Machlokes Amer of Yudin. In the end of the second Perek in Kedushin, the end of Sanhedrin, all over, different Mesichtas, you have this Machlokes. You have it in Bava Kamma also, whether Maaseh Sheni Mamon Bailam or Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. So the Gemara says in the end of the second Perek in Kedushin, that unlike in Kol HaTorah Kula, whenever you have Machlokes Amer, Rav Yudah, Halachik Rav Yudah, Rav Meir always loses whenever he argues with the other Tanoim. But over here, the Gemara says we have a Stam Mishnah that we do Paskin like Rav Meir here. Halachik Rav Meir, that Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. So the Shaila is Mamon Gavoya, that means that you cannot sell it. What about the give it the Matana? Can you give it Matana or not? So the Yishalmi claims that it should depend on this Machlokes. Somehow the Yishalmi assumes Mamon Gavoya just precludes Mechira. I would have said, Mama Gavai, it's not mine. Mama Gavai says, there's nothing to discuss. For the same reason that I can't sell it, the Hainu, it's Mama Gavai, it's not mine. So for the same reason I can't give it to Matana. Yerushalmi assumes not so. Yerushalmi assumes no. Mama Gavai, that precludes selling it. Now the question is, the second step, should I declare Matana Kemecher? So just like you cannot sell it, Hu Adinami Matana, also you cannot give it to Matana, should I say Matana Lav Kemecher? So you see that this Yerushalmi assumes that this Machlokes Satanayim, Rav Meir and the Rabbanon, that appears in the Mishnah, in the Mishnahis, we only have it in one place, in Chayris, where the Matana Kemecha. And the Yerushalmi extends it to Kol HaTarkula, where the Matana Kemecha. So that's why the Rashboi has the Kasha over here. How come the Gemara assumes for the Vaposhet later that if you give it, the Gemara quotes a Braisa like that, Nosam in Matana. If the Gana gives the Behemim in Matana, it's also Chayv Dal Behei. And the Gemara never raises an issue. No one ever objected that you should say, maybe I should say Matana Lav Kemecha. So that's a question. How did the Gemara know that?
Why is that true? The concept of Dal and Bahay is Hamok and the Ganei, there's no difference if I sell it in the way. That's why the Gemara never questions it.
Yeah, but if the Pasuk says Tvach o Mecharo, a Pasuk, so one could argue it's only Mecharo. We usually say Loi Dash in the time of the Kura. If you're talking about a Drasha, if you're Darshing a Din from a Pasuk, then we say Dashin and time of the Krov. Then we analyze and we try to define what the nature of the drash. But if we just have a pasuk and chumash, then we usually say loy dashin and time of the Krov. A pasuk is a pasuk. The pasuk only says a mechara. So the shad is whether matana kemecher. So that's what lechur. That ought to depend on the machloekes satanai. I don't know. It's a question. So somehow the Gemara assumes that for sure mecher is chayv in dal v'hei. The Gemara never raised the issue. Maybe because we pass the matana kemecha. Okay. So the assumption is that if you give a matana, you chayv dal v'hei. So that's why the Gemara raises the question here. Why don't you say, if gana v'higdish achakach tovach, I understand the Mishnah that you know chayv dal v'hei. The Mishnah nayin dal v'hei. Because at the time that he does the tviche, the yishor v'sel no longer belongs to the nigna. But on the etzim hakdosh itself, the Gemara asks, mali mechor lehedyut, mali mechor l'shamayim. Why not say that the act of Hakdosh itself should be Mechayiv Midalad Vehei? So the Gemara finally answers that the Mishnah is of the opinion that it's not the same. Mechora lehedyot meikora turu deruvim mahashta turu deshimin. As opposed to Mechora lashamayim, somebody's magdish the behemim, meikora turu deruvim mahashta turu deruvim. So that's why if you magdish the animal, you're not Chayiv Dalad Vehei. So here, Tosis raises the question that there's a brisa that says lekamon. Where is it lekamon? The fine test. The brisa lekamon and the fine test says fakir that if you magdish a behema, so you wachayiv dalav on the act of hakdosh itself. I say mali mechor lahedyot. So how do you deal with this contradiction between the Mishnah and the brisa? So it's interesting, this is a typical machloikas between the Balei HaTosfos and the Chachmei Sfarad. The Balei HaTosfos usually, when they have an outright, a clear-cut contradiction between two Gemaras, Tosfos' style usually will be to work out the two Gemaras that everything should blend in together. And the Chachmei Sfarad will often say, it's a machloikas, sure. The Mishnah holds like this and the Braisa holds like this. So that's over here. The Ramban later, in the end of the Masechta, the Ramban points out that the Rif does not agree with the Teretz of the Balei HaTosfos. It's the Ramban and HaGozel. Here, the Ramban is on page Mem Aleph Amud Beis. And he thinks that the Rif is right. Have you there here the first line in the Ramban in the Mechamis on page Mem Aleph on the base? He says the Have you there? You should keep in mind Kachila Katzmo Shechokul Miktzas Hamefosh Mizal Ben Kach Mizbech or Kach Berik Abayis. The Teretz that Tosis gives on Ayin Vavam and Aleph by us, and the Balamor goes for it. Balamor over there on the last Perik. In Bava Kamma, the Balamor likes it also. He says this distinction, Kidivrei Balhamor Zal, and they say that's the teretz, the distinction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. That from the Mishnah and Ayin Dalad Amud Beis, you see that Hakdoshe is Meikor Turu Derubim, Hashda Turu Derubim. That you're not Chayv Dalad Vei for Hakdosh. And the Braisa and Ayin Tesam and Alf says Mali Mechor Lahed, Mali Mechor Lashemaim, that you are Chayv and Dalad Vei. So the Tosfos in the Balamor gave a teretz. As one is kachim mizbech, one is kachim berek habayis. He says he thinks that the Rif is right. Ein Rabbeinu Hagadol Samech Olav. The Rif doesn't hold in this teretz. V'yesmach harayi ledvarav. He's going to prove it. Tosfos goes through the proofs. And he says the Rif holds that it's a machlokes, the Mishnah and the Brayta, machlokes atanayim, the first thing. The first wide line he has. He says there's no distinction. And he quotes from the Rishalmi that the Rishalmi seems to say like that. Rishalmi raises a question. There is a din midirabbanan that one, there is a din minatorah, there's a din in Chumash that you're not permitted to eat tevel. Okay. What is the definition of tevel? Peiris that grew in Eretz Yisrael, that there's a mitzvah to be mafresh trumas and maestris, and you weren't yet mafresh trumas and maestris on them, and they already had miruach and they already had rias pnei abayis. They had avar shlish, they had miruach and they had rias pnei abayis. What if you didn't have the rias pnei abayis yet? So in our Torah, it's permissible to eat the ton of the peiris. There's not yet the isa tevel. The isa tevel doesn't set in until you have the whole works. You have to have avar shlish, you have to have miruach. Miruach means you removed all the psolas and you piled it up in a neat pile. And rias pnei abayis means you brought it into the barn. You brought it into the house on such a thing that you normally bring into the house. So midirabbanan, the Mishnah is record, they made a chumre that you're not permitted to eat tevel achilas keva, even though you didn't yet have the rias pnei abayis. But to eat it achilas keva is not permissible. So what's called achilas keva? So pshuta kamashma, if you eat a ton of it, that's achilas keva. If you eat a whole meal, shai. Keep on eating and eating and eating until he's full. That's one kind of achilas keva. What other things constitute achilas keva? So the Gemara says that Shabbos kovas lemaisis. If you eat whatever you eat on Shabbos, it's called achilas keva. The Gemara would appear that Yontev is not kaveh, only Shabbos, the Gemara baits. Shabbos kovas. What else is kaveh? Melach. If you salt it, even if you eat a little bit, if you salt it, that's called achilas keva. Bishul is kaveh, if you cook it. Then one of the things that's kaveh is mekach. If I buy this tevel from someone else, I buy the tevel from someone else, I'm not permitted to eat it, even only to eat a little bit of mashuhu before hafrashes trumas and maisis, because mekach is kaveh. So the Yerushalmi has a suffix, what if I buy tevel from the gizba shal hekdish? How can it be that it's hek, how can it be that it became tevel if it's by the gizba shal hekdish, shouldn't be tevel? It's a good question. So Yerushalmi's talking about a case, somebody was magdish it after it already became tevel. If the gittel took place b'shus hegdish, so it's not chayvin shumas amaisis, but it means a hedyot, a person had tevel and then he was magdish it, and then the gizbo auctions it off to the highest bidder, and I buy it. So when I buy it, is that considered mekach? The mekach is kaveya, or should I perhaps not call it mekach? Why should I not call it mekach? Yishami has the shaila. Maybe I should call it pidyon. Maybe that's an act of pidyon, and memela I become the owner. Is it considered an act of mekach? I'm buying it from, maybe I should say that pinyon hekdesh is mekach, pinyon hekdesh is kinyan kesef, or should I say no, pinyon hekdesh is not at all kinyan kesef, pinyon hekdesh is an act of pinyon, and memela, whoever does the pinyon becomes the owner on the thing that was hekdesh. Hashem Aleichem. This young man is an alumnus of our yeshiva. For many years. Many more years.
Amen. Yishkayach. When you think you know the answers, they change the questions. I'm famous for my questions. Some people say infamous. New questions. Matanos lo'evionim, helping with poor and Purim. The son of someone connected to YU has trouble paying the rent. The son of someone else connected to YU has trouble paying for groceries. Who helps these two families? You do. There are kolalim in Eretz Yisrael where the families get sudas purim. And who helps them? You do. The story is true. The name has been changed. Mrs. Levy was sick, and her husband came to America to collect funds to pay for the doctors. And we started that each year I would see him in the winter, and I would give him a check dated Shushan Purim and for that he would provide for his family for Pesach. I was very surprised one year when I saw him in New York on Lag BaOmer, and he said he stayed in New York for treatments. I understood the key word, treatments. The next year, I asked his brother who lives in New York, I presume your brother's family needs no less this year than last. And he said, yes. Who helps that family and about 150 more? The answer is, you do. So we collect for Matanas Levium. I do have change. I take tax deductible checks. And I have envelopes for anyone who wants to mail back a check. Certainly. Okay. Everyone was in the best language, but some people said they forgot their wallet.
Shkach to you. Okay. So the shaila is, what's the nature of the din of pigyon hegdish? Does pigyon hegdish mean kinya kesef? I'm buying it up from hegdish, and then it's outright mekach. So mekach is tovei ala maisris, even though it didn't yet have the havas, the rias bnei abayis. So should I assume that no, that pigyon hegdish is an act of pidyon? I'm paid of the hegdish, I'm transferring the kedusha from the hegdish onto the money, or whatever it is that I'm paid with. And Memela, whoever does the pinyon, Memela is kind of the Hegdish. So that's the suffix that the Yerushalmi raised. One is paid from Hegdish. Is that the equivalent of Mekach, that Mekich is Koveya Lemaisris, or should I say not so? So the Yerushalmi is, Rish Lakish is Poshet, this Shailan, the Yerushalmi from our Mishnah and Bava Kama. Our Mishnah Bava Kama is not talking about the Tevel, it's not talking about pinyon Hegdish. Mishnah Bava Kama is talking about Gona Behigdish. Mishnah Zah Gona Behigdish is not Chai Daladei. So once the Hegdish is Chal, so even if Tovach, after the Hegdish is also not Chayv Dalvehei, because the Shorva said that Ishechting no longer belongs to the Nignav. So the Yerushalmi quotes Reish Lakish, that's on the second wide line in the Melchamis, on page 82. Yerushalmi Matzasir Abyusta Bar Moshe Shoal, Apoyda Kalkola Min HaGizbar, Maushe Titvola Maisu, should I say that it's Mekach, that it constitutes Mekach, and Mekach is Kaveya, so Reish Lakish brought a Raya from Baba Kama. Botanina, Gona the Higdish, Vachakach Tovach, is not Chayiv. So, Kemod the Taninon, Kemod the Tema Tamon, just like you say in our Mishnah, that Hegdish is not Kemoicher, but the Chavos Apoide ain't a Kolokeach. Yerushalmi has a Chiddush. Reish Lakish assumes that there's a parallelism over here. That Hakdosh is not an act of Haknoa, Hakdosh is Hatfasas Kedusha, Yematvis Kedusha on the thing. So he says, just like Hakdosh is not an act of Haknoa, it's Hatfasas Kedusha, so Tulpinyon is a Hafkoas Kedusha. It's not an act of Mekach. He assumes that it should be Tali Zebezeh. So the Yerushalmi is assuming that the reason for the Mishnah, that Gona Vehigdish is not Chayv Dalet Vehei, is not the way that it says in the Bavli. Not the way it says by us, that may Korah Tura Deruvim Vahash Torah Deruvim, that he retains the Bailus. Shalom gives a different Hezbollah. Why? In order to be Chayv Dalet Vehei, you have to do an act of Haknoah. Either Mechira or Matana is an act of Haknoah. But if you do Hakdosha is Hatfosis Kedusha. It's not an act of Haknoah. We mentioned the Haychocha, there is a Tosefta in Maseches Nida. In the middle of Mishnayis Nida, the Mishnayis have the dinim of Mufla HaSomach Liyish. That a person who's a boy or a girl, a year before Bar Mitzvah, within the last year before Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah, has the ability to take a neder. And the door of Nivdokim. You have to check to see whether he or she knows what they're talking about. If you're there, l'shemi nod, l'shemi higdish, if they understand what they're talking about, in the neder of the hakdasha and the nazirus, whatever, then you say that the neder is chal. And it's a shayla in the Gemara, and a machlek is the Rambam and the Ravid, whether this halacha of mufla, of samach liish, isha isha kiafli linda neder nazir lahazel Hashem. So the Gemara understands kiafli linda means mufla samach liish. A year before the bar mitzvah, if they know what they're talking about, that's also called the mufla hasamach liish. Aish is bar mitzvah. Samach liish means prior to bar mitzvah. Within the year before, if they're a bar hachi of hafloa, they understand what they're talking about. Hafloa, Rashi says, is parlay belas, to speak. If they know what they're talking about, they know the consequences of their speaking, of the hakdasha, of the neder, then the neder is chal. So that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, machlekes in the Gemara, neither, whether that's the Raisa or the Rabbana. So the question is, let's say a mufla samach liish will get married. So the Gemara says, nothing doing. This din of mufla samach liish only applies by inyani hafloa. What constitutes in Yoni Haflah, Nedorim and Aziris Hekdeshes, Erchen Bacharomen, or Hafroshes, Trumas and Mises, is a Machlik, is Satanoim, in the Mishnais and Trumas. And the Yerodeya, the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch is, the Vilna Gaon chapters the Shulchan Aruch, but in the Shulchan Aruch, the Psak is that Mufla Samach Liish has the ability to be Mafresh, Trumas and Mises, even has the ability to be Poida, Mises Sheni. Even has the ability to be paid in Ma'aseh Sheni. So the Tosefta spells out explicitly, Tosefta Nida elaborates on the dinim in the Mishnais. So the Tosefta spells out that if you have a cotton mufla samach liish, he has the ability to be magdish bein lekachim mizbech bein lekach berek abayis. So the kach berek abayis in the commentary on the Tosefta that's called Chazon Yecheskel by Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky. So he has a comment on that Tosefta, an innocent little comment. He says in the yeshivas, everybody knows Rab Chaim's Torah with our Tosefta on Daf Ayin Vav and Aleph, that there's a major difference between Kachem Mizbech and Kachem Berek Abayis. The Kachem Berek Abayis is Mamon Hegdish B'Kinyon, it belongs to Hegdish. Kachem Mizbech doesn't belong to Hegdish. So one might have mistakenly thought that a Mufla Samach Liish Yib within, before Bar Mitzvah, the child before Bar Mitzvah has the ability to be Magdish Le Kachem Mizbech, to be Matvis Kedusha. But to be magdish leberek habayis, that's mamish haknoe. So I would have thought that daddy cannot do. So the Tosefta says that it's a mistake. It's not so. The mufla samach liish even has the koyach to be magdish leberek habayis. Why? The answer is because when you're magdish leberek habayis, it's hatfasas kedusha. It's not an act of haknoe. So that's what the Yerushalmi comments on our Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah assume that gonav v'higdish and ayin dalon on the base? Why does the Mishnah assume that gonav v'higdish? He's not chayiv daladei, but on the hakdasha itself. Let the hakdasha constitute an act of haknor. So the Gemara says in the answer, the Bavli says, mekora turu duru b'mahash the turu duru. The Yerushalmi doesn't seem to give the same answer. Yerushalmi says, because hakdasha is not an act of haknor. The end result is going to be that it's haknor. If he's magdash leberek habayis, it will be haknor. It's going to turn out that it now belongs to hegdash, no longer belongs to the nignav. But the act of hakdosh is not an act of haknoah, it's an act of hatfasas kedusha. So that corresponds with that tosefta and neither, that a mufla samach liish has the ability even to be magdish leberek habayis. Anyway, the Bali Ataisis do not quote this Yerushalmi. The Pashtus says that the Yerushalmi is in contradiction to the Bavli. The Bavli didn't give that explanation, that hakdosh is not an act of haknoah. The Bavli says, mekor turu deruvim mahash turu deruvim. Sounds like the animal still belongs to the Magdish, even after he's Magdishit. So that's what Tosfos asked, but this is against the Gemara Daf Ayin Tes. The Gemara says, Befeirish, regarding the Braisa, Mali Mechor Lehedyet, Mali Mechor LaShamayim. That the act of Hakdosh itself does constitute a Haknoah. And that's why one is Chayv Dalehe. So Tosfos gives the Teretz, the Tosfos and the Balamar give the Teretz. It depends whether you're magdish leberek habayis or magdish lemizbech. If you're magdish lekotchim mizbeach, you retain a bailus on the carbon. It's really still yours. The magdish leberek habayis is mekor to the ruv hashta tur de shimon. That belongs to hegdish. It's mom and hegdish bekinyona. What exactly does it mean that you still retain your bailus over the carbon? If you're magdish lekotchim mizbeach, that you still retain your bailus over the carbon? So here there are two shades of interpretation. So Rab Chaim has a famous piece on this. They quote in the name of Rab Chaim, Rab Moshe Soloveitchik printed a whole Dvar Torah on this. It appears in the volume that's called Kovitz Mamorim or something, Kovitz Divrei Torah. As the Divrei Torah by Rab Moshe Soloveitchik and by Rab Soloveitchik, who passed away from our yeshiva. by the Rav. So there's a piece from Moshe Soloveitchik where he reviews this whole piece b'shem Rav Chaim, and he adds on his own that Kodshei Mizbech really belonged to the Bala Karban. I have a mezuzah, I have a Sefer Torah. You're going to say, oh, it's holy. Whatever is holy doesn't belong to me. Why? Someone steals my mezuzah, my tefillin, my Sefer Torah. He has to pay me. Fine, it has kedusha, but still, I'm not allowed to treat it like my sweater. I can't just throw it around. It has kedusha. Okay, I have to treat it with respect, but it's still mine. It's a mom and bailam. So the same thing if you have a korban, why should you say that it's not mom and bailam? I'm magdash a korban. It's like a pair of tefillin. That's holier than a pair of tefillin. Okay, but it still is mine. And there's a machlekes hatanaim, a three-way machlekes hatanaim and kiddush in the end of the second parak and in the first parak over here. Now in our daf, I involve him at all. There's a three-way machlekes hatanaim. So one opinion of the tanaim is that all korbanos are mom and bailam. Sure. One tana holds a mekadosh. A man is mekadosh and isha with his chelik of the korban. The kohanim get a chelik and the bailam keep a certain chelik. So mekadosh bechelko, someone is mekadosh and isha with his chelik. So one tana is of the opinion, be mekotchi kotchi, be mekotchim kalim mekodeshes, that all the karbanos are mom and bailam. The other tanaim disagree. They have a drasha from a pasuk that says you're not allowed to treat karbanos like your own property, just like a sefer Torah that belongs to me. I can't just toss it around. I can't just do whatever I please. You have to treat it with respect. So karbanos are more kodesh than a sefer Torah, more kodesh than tefillin and a sefer Torah. So you have to treat it with such respect. We don't even allow you to sell it or to give the korban mematana, and even the yevet, if you sell it, we don't say, well, you violated the avera, but the sale is valid. It's so kaddish, we learn from a pasuk that doesn't lend itself to mechira, doesn't lend itself to matana. You can't even sell it if you try. It's an isit to sell it because it constitutes a bizoyin akdusha, and the sale is not going to be chal. So that's what one tana holds, and then Rabbi Yosef Glili holds a compromise. That pasuk that seems to indicate that you have to treat it with such respect that even selling it constitutes a bizayin akdush, and even b'di'evet if you'll sell it, the sale won't be valid. Even if you give it a matana, the matana won't be valid, it won't take effect. That's only on kochi kochim. On kochim kalim, you say kochim kalim remain mom and bailim. Kochi kochim are also mom and bailim, but they have this gzeris hakosuf that says you have to treat it as if it weren't yours. You have to treat it with such dignity and such respect, you have to treat it as if you're not really the rightful owner. So that's how Rav Chaim understands over here this distinction of the Balei HaTosis. That the Korbanos HaMeikor HaTura DeRuvein, V'hash HaTura DeRuvein, in truth, the animal still belongs to the Bala Karman. It's Mamish. The Ramban raises a possibility, and that Ramban, where on Daf Mem Aleph on the base, he presents the Shita Sarif, and he thinks the Rif is right, that it's a Machloikas HaTanoim. Machloikas Din Etan in the Mishnah and Etan in the Braisa. I involve him at Aleph, the Gemara is explaining the position of the Tan and the Mishnah. I test him at Aleph, the Gemara is explaining the position of the Tan and the Brice, and they don't agree with each other. They argue with each other. So that's on Mem Aleph on the base. On Mem Aleph on Aleph is going within the Shitas Balei HaTosis V'Habalamor before he points out on the top line on the base that he thinks the whole thing is not correct, Hevi Odeya, that the whole thing is not correct. So on Mem Aleph is going along, so he presents shades of interpretation over here, different interpretations. Why should I say that Hagdosha doesn't constitute Mecher? Why don't you say Mali Mocher Lehejib Mali Mocher Loshamayim? So one suggestion that he gives is Kevin Kapor Didehu Mamona Mikri. Well, look, Karina Bey, Mechorish Adayim Bishus Tahu. He says, since the Bala Korban, since the one is Magdish the Korban, retains the Shem Bailam and again the Kapara, even if one, he doesn't seem to learn like Rab Chaim, that it's Koch Korbonos are basically Mama Bailam, and the Mama Gova is just a Melitza, that means you have to treat it with such respect that we don't permit you to sell it, and if you sell it, we say it's so disrespectful to sell it, the sale is not even valid by the Evid. He doesn't seem to go like that. He seems to assume that the korbanos basically are literally mamon gavoy. It doesn't belong to me. But he says, in a certain sense, I retain an ownership. I am the bailam and get the kapor. So kevin the kapor didehu, mamona mikri v'lakirina bei mechore. Then he has another shade of interpretation that the Gemara says you have to have the lakirina bei mechore, the hasen kula bina, shaloi nishtar shma v'shus all of klal. The Mishnah says you have to have a mechore kula bina. If you sell it chutz mi echad mi meyo shabo, if you don't sell the whole animal, then you're not chayiv on Dalet Behe. Tvicha shchita is always chal on the whole animal. It's not shech that you shech the animals. It's only chal on half the animal, not on the other half. But not only tvicha, you have to have mechora kula b'isur binan. You have to have the whole animal should be sold. If you make a shiur, then you're not chayv. So the Rambam makes a suggestion. Maybe over here, the fact that the one who's magdish the korban retains the status of bala korban, but again, to kapara purposes. So maybe that's maybe you're not chayv dala behef for such an act of hakdasha because it's lacking a mechora kula b'isur binan. Since he retains, it's like a shiur. He retains ownership and again, to kapara.
Somebody can be
bring
a problem for somebody else, even though
it's not.
I'm going to bring a problem for the other guy.
You can do that.
So it doesn't need any ownership at all.
If he would have done that, okay. So if the ganef would be magdashit amanashi's kapa bachaveiro, he doesn't retain any ownership at all for himself. He gave away the whole thing, so then it would be chay. But he's interpreting, he's suggesting in the Gemara that maybe. The reason why kachim is beyach, you're not chayiv dalad hay on the act of hakdasha, because I say mekora toward the ruvim mahashpa toward the ruvim. What do you mean toward the ruvim? Why is it still toward the ruvim? So he says it means if I'm retaining the bala korban for kapara purposes, if I'm magdashit, I'm ayomi here. I want to retain status of the bala korban. But anechanami, if it's the way you say, the ganif is magdash the animal. That a third party should be the bala korban for kapara purposes. So then the Ramban would suggest that maybe the act of hakdasha would be mechayv the ganav dalad v'hei, because it is mechora kula. That's the suggestion that he has. That's on mem aleph amin aleph when he's still working with the shitas bali atesvus and the balamor, that we do distinguish between being magdish lebedek abayis as opposed to being magdish. L'kotchim is beach. Magdish l'kotchim is beach is the Mishnah, and I involve him in Aleph. That's the Gemara. That you're not chayiv dalad v'hei. And Magdish l'berek abayis is the Gemara, and I test him in Aleph. The price is that you are chayiv dalad v'hei. So Rav Chaim understands that mekora tura d'ruvein hashda tura d'ruvein, that basically in Dini Mamon the animal still belongs to the bala korban. The ownership didn't really change. And the Ramban doesn't seem to say like that. Ramban just says, since he retains the shame baila minigeta kapora, he's the bala korban for kapora purposes. That's the din. The din is that only you can only do smicha aydei bala korban. Let's say I send a korban aydei shaliach. I live in America and I need a kapora. I did some avera or another, so I have to send, and I have no time to go fly to Eretz Yisrael. I do so many averas, I have to bring korbanos all the time. I can't leave America. So I keep on sending a shliach. I keep on calling people up and I say, I'll send a shliach. They should bring the korban on my behalf. So the Mishnah I say, there's no smicha yidei shliach. Smicha can only be done by the bala korban himself. And the same thing benigeh to tenufa. Tenufa can only be done by the bala korban himself. If you have someone else, so the other party can't do the tenufa. Tamura. Tamura can only be done by the bala korban himself.
How long can the break be between smicha and shchita? Because we know take up his smicha shchita.
Right.
And if there's no shliach for the smicha, then but there can be shlichus for shchita from kasach. So how long could the time be for everyone that's money from kasach to do smicha?
Yeah, Taisus talks about that, how long it can be. In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, they talk about Tekef and Netilah Bracha. Tekef and Netilah Bracha means you should recite Hamotzi, the Birchas Hamotzi Lach Menor, soon after Netilas Yadayim. You shouldn't wash Netilas Yadayim and then wait a half an hour until you say Hamotzi. So Taisus wants to know how long a pause is acceptable. So Taisus says, well, how long a pause was there between the Smicha and the Shechita? So the Gemara, Taisus proves from the Gemara, the Mahalach Chav Beis Amen. If the time that it takes to walk 22 Amos would be considered a violation of Tekef. Because the Bala Korban does the Smicha in one location and they do the Shechita in a different location, and they're pretty close to each other. It's less than 22 Amos away. If it would have been more than 22 Amos away, that would have been a violation of Tekef with Smicha Shechita. Gemara says you got to do this smicha in the Azorah. You can't do it in the Harbais. you do in the Harabais, it's a violation of take care for the smicha shchita. So he says, how far is it from the Harabais to the, so they say it's 22 amas away. So the time that it takes to walk 22 amas is already a violation of take it. So Tesis carries it over to Hamoitzi as well. Take care for the Natila Bracha, you have to, you should say Hamoitzi within the amount of time that it would take to walk 22 amas. In Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam quotes that in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, the Neisei Kelim are not so convinced that that should be the shear. So they suggest a different shear. They suggest if you wash the Tilas Adayim in the same room where you're going to say Hamoitzi, even if it's a gigantic dining room, and I washed over here in this corner, and I'm going to say Hamoitzi all the way in that corner, if it's in one room, maybe that's always takeif the Netila Bracha. In the case in the Mishnayos, I takeif the Smicha Shchita is going to be a different room. He's going to do smicha in one room, then they're going to do shchita in a different room, and there are walls that separate. Maybe that's why it's a violation of tekef. But if it's in the same room, maybe it's not a violation of tekef. Maybe if it's in two different rooms, even if it's less than the distance of 22 amas, maybe two different rooms is already a violation of tekef. Let's say you wash in Tilas Adayim outside, and then you're going to walk into the dining room in order to eat. So if it's in two different rooms where you wash and you're going to eat, maybe that's already a violation of tekef. That's why the Prima Gadim recommends, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Prima Gadim, all the Europeans had this practice. They would wash until it's a dime in the kitchen, or whatever, and then they would walk into the room where they're going to eat, and then they would keep on drying their hands. Because as long as they're still drying your hands, even if your hands are dry, there's always a little more moisture, so if you keep on rubbing your hands together, you continue to dry your hands. So the drying of the hands is considered the Gemara of the Netilas Yadayim. That's Tesis' justification. Why the Balei HaTesis developed the Minig, that instead of saying the bracha over lasiyasim, instead of saying the bracha before you wash until the sedayim, they would say the bracha after they wash, before they dried their hands. It's in violation of the din of lachar asiyasim. Kol mitzvahs kulam bracha lem over lasiyasim. So Taisa justifies the minig. They say kolzman you didn't dry your hands, it's still over lasiyasim. So that's what the primogodim suggests. If you're washing in one place, you're going to eat in another place, different room, in a different room. Even if it's within 22 amas, you should be choshish for those that disagree with Taisus. They disagree with Taisus, bein lahakal, bein lahachmeh. They think if it's in the same room, it's called takef, and if it's in two different rooms, it's not called takef, even if it's less than 22 amas. They're not happy about the whole shiur 22 amas that Taisus came up with. They say when the Gemara says if you do the smicha chutz la azara, and you do the shchita in the azara, where the kohanim are in the azara, it's not because it's 22 amas distance of walking, it's because it's a different room. That's why there are walls separating that location from this location. So that's what they said. If you wash in one room, you're going to eat in the other room. So you continue to dry your hands, so it's considered as if you complete the Netilas Yadayim in this room. The Europeans always do like that. They're always drying their hands in between Netilas Yadayim and Amoitz. So this is the famous Gemara. Yeah, the Shaila is if you all make korah tura de Ruvain, v'hash to tura de Ruvain, according to what it says on Ayin Vav, however you understand it, that if you're magdish l'kotchim izbeach, at least, if you're magdish l'kotchim izbeach, that does not constitute, that's not considered like a matona, like a mechira that should be mechayiv daladei. Make korah tura de Ruvain, so the shaila is, would it be considered a shina vishus? If you hold that yush alone is not kone, only yush vishina vishus, so yush vishina Hashem will be. That's yush vishina Hashem. But the Gemara originally, in the earlier sugi in the Perek, the Gemara didn't realize there's an institution of yush vishina Hashem. They just thought there's a din of yush vishina vishus. And nonetheless, they were prepared to take this din, that if the ganef was magdish lachayut, that the hegdish is chal because it's yush v'shina v'shus. That's what it sounds like for the Gemara. So that's what Taisus points out. Despite the fact that Emery kachim is be'ach Emery, and the Taisus ha'in v'avim and alef, afagav the mikreel shein b'aylam v'la havi hegdish k'mechira, even though I say mikor turu d'ruvim, v'hash turu d'ruvim, mikreel shein b'aylam, he's the b'aylam for kapara, he's still the b'aylam, it's not considered kimechira. Mikomakom lemadam yirsh lakani. If you hold yirsh alone is not kani, you have to have yirsh shishini Hashem. So no problem. Hekdish shishini Hashem. But the reproofs from the Gemara, not only is it called shishini Hashem, it's even called shishini reshus. Kidemashma liyel the boy lachuch abayler abdi yirsh lakani mikabonu lagos. If halachi amir chala hekdish, The Gemara didn't know that. So how do they think the Hegdish Bishal? The answer is that it's Yesh Vishina Rishus. This is problematic. If Taisa just said Mekor Tura Deruv Mahashta Tura Deruvain, that there's no Shini Rishus, so why do you call it a Shini Rishus? If you say like Rab Chaim, then you don't understand it that way. Rab Chaim understands Mekor Tura Deruv Mahashta Tura Deruv, literally it's just that you are Matvis Kedusha, it's like a Sefer Torah square. If you have a Sefer Torah, it's a bizoyan. You're not allowed to treat it lightly, but if you sold it, so the sale is valid, even though there's an issa to sell the Sefer Torah. But if you sold it, the sale is chal. Over here by Karbanis, it's so kaddish that we don't permit you to sell it. And even if you sell it, you say that the sale is not valid. But basically, it belongs to me. The Karbanis belong to me. So if the Karbanis belong to me, mekor turu deruv, mahash turu deruvain, that you're not supposed to take it literally, that Karbanis amam and gavaya. Only kachaberek abayas are to be taken literally as mama gavaya. Karbanas are not 100% mama gavaya. It's just a malitza. So we say like Rab Chaim, the Tosis is very difficult. We don't understand it. We say the way the Ramban said, then we do understand it. Rather, the Ramban is not happy with this Tosis. So that Ramban over there, that long Ramban, so he thinks that it's really only Yush Vishinui Hashem. Yush Vishinui Vishus, it doesn't make any sense that by kachem is bechel should be Yush Vishinui Vishus. He says, Yish Vishina Hashem, he agrees. Yish Vishina Rishus, he says, it can't be. How can it be? If you understand it literally. Yeah. If you would have said like the Ramban explained, it wouldn't be so bad. Ramban explained on page Mem Aleph, Amar Aleph, what is Tais, before he backs out from the whole thing, on Amar Aleph, he's going along with the Taisus and the Balamor, then on Mem Aleph, Amar Beis, he says, however, the heavy Odeya, that the Rif and we don't agree with this whole distinction. So on the Manalaf, when he's going along with the Taisus, so he explained why is it Mekor Tur the Ruben, Hash Tur the Ruben, since he retains the Bailas Benegeta Kapor, came to Kapor Didehu, Momono Mikro Lakvina Machor Kula Bisura. In order to be Chayv Dalavahe, you have to have, he should give up 100% of his Bailas. If he gives up 99% of a bailus, he retains bailus lachatzayin, so then it's not chayv dalav hay. You have to have a mechorah. Just like a tvachu kulo, so too you need mechorah kulo b'inon. It's not the full mechorah. Yeah. So if you say the way the Ramban said, it's not a full, he doesn't say like Rab Chaim. That's to be taken literally. Hashtu turu deruvin, the animal still belongs to the bala korban. It's just that it has kedushan. He doesn't say like that. He seems to understand mama gavaya literally, but he says despite the fact that it's mama gavaya, but I retain the bailus for kapora purposes. So therefore, it's considered as if I made a shiur, as if machara chutz miechad mimeo shabo. So since I left over a partial bailus for myself, I retain my status as bala korban the kapora purposes. So that's not called a mechora kula b'yisur. So if you say like the Ramban, then it's not so bad. Then you can understand why it should be considered yish shinui rishus. It is a shinui rishus. There is a shinui rishus. The bala korban just retains bailus and nisa v'heter, but for dini mamadis purposes, it really is hegdish. So it's a little strange that the Ramban is the one who interprets. Ramban is the one who interprets, not like Rab Chaim. He interprets he doesn't agree with Taisus, but he interprets the Taisus not like Rab Chayim. He interprets it Mekor Turu Deruv Mahash Turu Deruv, and that is, it's a shiur. Since he retains the shame Bala Korban for Kapar purposes, so it's a lack of a Mechor Kula Bina. So that's what the Ramban interprets in Taisus. So he should have understood what Taisus said, that it is called the Shin of Ishus. Because when you Magdash it, it belongs to Agdash. He says, no. He doesn't agree with us. So it should not be a Shinu Rishus. It should not be a Shin Hashem. It should be called Shinu Rishus. The Ramban should have agreed that it is a good Shinu Rishus. According to Rab Chaim's explanation, that Mekor Turu Deruv, Mahashat Turu Deruv, is to be taken literally, then we don't understand why Tosis calls it a Shinu Rishus. Let's see again. How do we get all involved in this? The Mishnah said, "Gana v'higdish v'achakach tovach ha'machar is not chayiv dalad v'hei, because at the time that he did the tovach ha'machar, the shor v'sen no longer belongs to the nignav; it already belongs to hegdish. That's the Mishnah. That's the Gemara. So on this, the Gemara asked the kasha, but on the hakdosh itself, let it be chayiv dalad v'hei on the hakdosh itself. So the final answer was." Mekor Turu Deruvain, Vahash Turu Deruvain. Whatever that means. Ramban claims that the Yerushalmi fits in with the Babli. I don't see how. There seems to be two different explanations. Ramban claims that the Yerushalmi fits in with the Babli, and the real reason why you're not chayiv and Hakdosha, because Hakdosha is not an act of Haknoah. Hakdosha is an act of Hatfosas Kedusha, and in order to be chayiv Dalav Hei, it's not sufficient that you accomplish by hook or by crook that it now belongs to someone else. You should have to do an act of Haknoah. Do an act of Hatfosas Kedusha, you're not chayiv. That's what Ramban says from the Yerushalmi. So that was the final explanation that the Gemara gave. But first, the Gemara asked the question, why don't you say Mali Mechor Lahed, Mali Mechor Lashemai? So first, the Gemara says, oh, the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon, that what? Reb Shimon holds a Kotch Meshachai Bachar Yuson, Vishusei Demore Kaimi. So therefore, what? So since the Ganef is Magdish the Korban, And it's a korban that is chayv biachriyuso hochma askinam. The ganav is magdushit l'shem korban for which he's chayv biachriyuso. So Reb Shimon holds davar gam l'mamin ke mamin dami the kach m'shachayv biachriyuson is considered as if it's still mamin bailim. So that's why ganav ahigdish is still mamin bailim. So this is this havamina is rejected by the Gemara. The Gemara, how can you say that the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon? I'm going to say for Reb Shimon, I'm going to say Reb Shimon. Mishnah calls Reb Shimon, I'm Reb Shimon. Disagrees with what the Tanakhama said. How can you say Tanakhama is Reb Shimon? So it can't be correct. Not only is it not correct from the reading of the text of the Mishnah, the halacha is not correct. Reb Shimon Shita, the Dover Agam Lamam Kamam Adami wouldn't apply in this case. The Gemara says in the beginning of Pesachim on Daf Hamid Beis. Gemara says Reb Shimon Shita Dover Agam Lamamin. Only applies if it's davar shekvar goram the moment. If it already caused the bailam a hefsid moment, then we declare, oh, you're the one who's suffering because the thing was lost, because the thing was stolen. So we declare that you're the bailam. But over here, nothing happened yet. The ganef was magdashit lekachim izbeach, a korban for which he's going to be chay b'achar yusuf, and he's about to bring it into the Beis HaMikdosh, and it didn't get destroyed yet. So it's kachim that theoretically he would have been chay b'achar yusuf if it would have gotten lost, but it didn't get lost. It's theoretically chay bechrius, and Reb Shimon Grada doesn't say a shita in such a case. He only says daba shekvar goram lemamin dino kemamin, not daba she theoretically yochalio sheyigram lemamin. Daba shekvar hifsid lemamin. I already suffered a loss because of this. So if I suffered the loss, obviously I have the shame bailam. Whoever is the bailam is the one who suffers the loss. So this havamim in the Gemara has to be rejected not only on grounds that it doesn't read well in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah records Reb Shimon Oimer as disagreeing with the Tanakhama. No, the Svar itself is incorrect. Reb Shimon Shita would not apply. Even if you would be able to interpret Sher Reb Shimon Oimer, once in a while the Gemara has like that. It says a statement in the Mishnah, then it says Reb Shimon Oimer. The Gemara will explain Sher Reb Shimon Oimer. That Reb Shimon says this in the statement that we just said in his accordance with his Shita. He can't reread the Mishnah because it's not going to be correct anyway. Because the Gemara said himself, and Reb Shimon's opinion that davar garam lamamin kamamin dami only applies if it's already davar shekvar garam lamamin. So then the Gemara suggests, well, maybe a different explanation. Maybe gana vehigdish is not chayv dala vehei. Maybe he's talking about higdish lekachei kachim kalim and kachim kalim amamim bailim hein. So since it's still mamim bailim, so that the act of hakdasha itself would not constitute. But not constitute a mechira. It's not considered giving over ownership to someone else. If you hold that kachim kalam amam bailam. So the Gemara said, yeah, that's a good suggestion, but it doesn't seem to fit in the Mishnah. Mishnah doesn't seem to be relying on that. Otherwise, it would have made a contrast between kachim and kachim kalam. So the Gemara says, no, the real answer is the Tana is of the opinion, meikora turu deruven, mahashtu turu deruven, that hakdosh itself is not mechayev dalet mehe. Okay. So that we know. Okay. Then the Mishnah concludes, Reb Shimon, I'm there. Kochim shechai b'achri yusam, mishalem dalet v'he, sheinechai b'achri yusam potter. What case is he talking about? We know what he's driving at. Reb Shimon in Shas, in other places in Shas, says like this, that davar gam l'mamim kemamadam. Does mean davar that theoretically goreim l'mamim, davar shekvar goram l'mamim. Fine. But what does it mean over here? Kochim shechai b'achri yusam. What happened over here? The ganef was magdish something to hegdish, So if the nature of the hegdish is that the ganav is still chai b'achrayis, so then he's still considered a bailam. Then I should say he's potter from dalad v'hei. You should say that the ganav is potter from dalad v'hei. And if the ganav is magdish it as a korban for which ain't a chai b'achrayisam, he didn't want to accept the chai b'achrayis, then you should say chai b'achrayis. The Gemara asks, the Mishnah should be fakir. Everything in the Mishnah is backwards. That's the Gemara's kasha. Amini, the Sabbath Rabbi Shem Malim Chorla Hamayim Chola Shamayim Ipchem Boilu Shasei Faket Kotsh Mishachai Bachu Yusam. So it's a Dabba Gorm Lamamin. It's a Dabba Hagorim Lamamin. So Kimamin Dami. So he's still the Bailam on it. So you should be potted. The Katal Nafik Bishu say. And if it's Kotsh Mishaina Chai Bachu Yusam, then it's not a Dabba Gorm Lamamin. So it's not his. So it's Hegdish. Then it should say chayb. The mafkelei mishu say. So Reb Shimon should have said fakir. So obviously the Gemara is going to answer. Reb Shimon also amil sachritiko. He's going on a different case. He's not talking about this kind of a case in the Mishnah, where the ganef was magdish the animal to serve as a kotshim sheida chayb achruism and not chayb achruism. He's not talking about such a case. He's talking about the elo. The Gemara says Reb Shimon also sachritiko. Bochi katani that what we know the din is ena goyer v'acha ganem sham tashlumi dalav dehei. It's a Mishnah. Why? Because you learn how the good of a base of for loving base hegdish. The good of a base for loving base hagan. If you want to chayv dalad behei, if it's shaloy b'shusay when you did the ganeva. If it's a ganef min haganef, so it's ain't a b'shusay of the bailim, so then the ganef, a ganef min haganef is not going to be chayv. The ganef sheni will not be chayv dalad behei. Won't be chayv kefal either. And a ganef haganef shalmin kefal or dalad behei. V'chein ganef hegdish min base bailim is also a potter. Why is he also a potter? Because we dash we're going to base a ish, below me base hegdish. Shimon disagrees with this din and he holds not so. If it's a kachim shechai biachri usam, and by the gun of stealing it, he's causing a hefset to the bala korban, because now the bala korban has to substitute a different korban instead. So it's not only a kachim shechai biachri usam theoretically. A kachim it's not a dova hagorim lamaman, it's a dova shekva gorim lamaman. He already lost money on it. The gun of stole it. So now the bala korban is mechuyev to replace it with another korban. So it's a dovah shekvar gorem lamamin. But then I say kimamin dami. The bailam is considered, the magdish is considered the bailam on the korban. And Reb Shimon holds he got to pay dalad v'hei to the magdish. My time up. Kriyin ben gurim beisuish. Sheinah chay b'achrius. But the lag ben gurim beisuish. Fine. Okay. So the Gemara finally explains pshat in the Mishnah. It's talking a ganef is stealing a. A ganef is stealing a korban, not that the ganef is magdashid as a kachm shechai b'achrusin versus magdash as a korban shenechai b'achrusin. No, we're not talking about that. A ganef stole a korban that was hukdash and it's stealing b'shus ha-bailam. So now that he stole the korban, does the bal ha-korban have to substitute a different korban instead? So it depends what the nature of the korban is. If it's a chatas v'yachim, shechai b'achrusin. If he said hari alai a neder, so the oil and the shlamim will also be chai b'achrusim. If he didn't say hari alai, just said hari zu, and it's a korban that's bo ben edim and adavet, then it's ain't a chai b'achrusim. So then if the ganef steals it, so the bala korban is not considered the bala. But if it's kachim shechai b'achrusim, then the bala korban is considered the bala because davar gam lamamin is kemam adami. So you finally understand what Reb Shimon is talking about. Fine. So now the Gemara is bothered with a kasha. The Reb Shimon happens to hold Shchita Sheini Ruya Lav Shmo Shchita. Where was that? That was the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Omen Aleph. Where was that again? That was not the famous part of the Mishnah. Ayin Omen Aleph, the famous part of the Mishnah is Dova V'lai Chotzi Dova, the first half of the Mishnah. Tvachu Kula B'Yisura B'Yina, second half. But the third half, the last part of the Mishnah, is not such a famous part. That we know, even though he doesn't plan to eat it, but since he shechted it, even though he did it lerufu, he did it to feed to the dogs. Saf kasaf he did a shechit ksher says chayv dal vehei. Our shechet v'nim tzistreif hashecht chulam ba'azara. That's a machlek zeb shimon and a chacham. So the chacham hold that shechit sheni ruya shma shechita, and Reb Shimon disagrees. All shechit sheni ruya lav shma shechita. Yeah, where does everybody agree? There's one case, the Gemara has the one case where everybody agrees that Shechita Sheinu Ruya. Shechita Sheinu Ruya means Asa B'Achila. I did a shechita on an animal, and it's asa b'achil. It doesn't have to be asa b'hano. If it's muta b'hano, but asa b'achil, it's already called shechita sheni ruya l'achil. Sheni ruya l'achil. So where do you have a machlekes hatanaim, where the shechita sheni ruya shma shechita na? So you have it by kisei hadam. The mitzvah is v'shachar tazdama v'chisa b'afra. Chai v'yoyf. Shachar tazdama v'chisa b'afra. So what if I'm going to shecht an animal and it turns out that it's a treifa? Do I have a mitzvah of kisei hadam? So that's the one of the original machlekes in Rav Shimon and the Rabban. Then you have another machlekes in Rav Shimon and the Rabban, perkos v'ez b'noi. It's only forbidden. It's only asr to do to shecht os v'ez b'noi los to shchatu b'yom echor. If I did a shchit on the kamer, then I do a shchit on the basra, on the first animal and on the second. It doesn't matter which one was first. The mother was first. The blood was first. It's lamal v'lamar. If you shecht os v'ez b'noi b'yom echor, then you like it, then you did an aver. So what if I shecht one animal and it turns out that it's a treifa? Is that called shechita? Or do you say shechita sheni lashma shechita? So that's machlek zeb shim in the Rabban. Yeah. Where else do you have a machlek? Is dala behet? That's the Mishnah ayin omer aleph. Shochat v'nim tzis treifa with a ganit b'chayiv dala behet anat. So that's a shadu shechita sheni lashma shechita lashma shechita. Where else do you have a machlek is satanoim? So Tosis quotes from where? From Kiddushin by Chulam Bazara. The Tosis Ayin Vav Amid Bey is towards the end of the big Tosis V'Halos Rika Materis. Towards the end of V'Halos Rika Materis. So they quote, they didn't really read, became Shechet Trefas Chulam Bazara Amay Mater Reb Shimon Bar Noah Sof Perk Sheni Kiddush Kisei Adam. Tosis quotes a Gemara in Kiddushin Nunches Kisei Adam is a Chulam Peyei. That the two Gemaras have the same machlokes. If you shecht chulin ba'azara and it turns out that it's a treifa. So let's say you have an animal, a chulin, and it drops dead in the azara. What can you do? An animal walked into the azara and dropped dead. So you're going to say it's asr b'hano? It's not asr b'hano. Chulin ba'azara means chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. If it died a natural death in the azara, so what can you do? So you take it out. The garbage collectors will take it out. It doesn't belong. Okay. So what if you shecht chulin ba'azara? But it was a shechita treifa. It turns out that the animal was a treifa. So would you say that it has an isa hanoah? That's a machlokes satanayim. Well, the chulin bazar is an isa derais and isa derabbanan. It's a double machlokes. By the chulin bazar, the isa to shecht chulin bazar is isa to shecht at an isa derais and isa derabbanan. And if you went ahead and you shecht the chulin in the azar, you're not allowed to eat it. And it's also banoah. Is that isa achila? Is that isa hanoah? Is that an isa derais and isa derabbanan? So all this is a machlekes hatanoim. Some tanoim and some amaroim. The Gemara has a nozir, it's machlekes abiechon mishlokish ad a paskin. In the psochim, the Gemara says that it's a machlekes hatanoim, whether the chulim ba'azara is the raisa de rabbanim, machlekes abiechon mishlokish, which tana to paskin like. So the Gemara says there, both in kiddushin and in chulin daf pehen kisei adam, what if you shecht chulin? If an animal dies a natural death in the azara, that's not osa b'ano. Chulin and Azara, that's not only Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara is going to be Asa Ba'anoa, possibly Minatayu. So what if you shecht Chulin a Treifa in the Azara? Is that treated like Shechita? So it's considered, it's labeled as Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara, you're going to have an Isa Hanoa. Or would you say no? That's a Shechita Shenirui, Lav Shmat Shechita, that's considered like Mesa Meleo. So that's a fourth case where there's a machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabban. So what are the four cases? The original Mishnah is two Mishnahs in Chulin by Osev Ez Beno, by Kisei Adam. One Mishnah here in Babakam, Ayin Aleph and Aleph, by Tovach Hamocha, by Dalet Vehei. And the fourth is a Gemara quotes Brises in Kiddushin, Sof Perek Shein, in Kisei Adam. That's really not Mishnahs, that's in Brises. The Gemara says, by Chulin Bazar, Chulin Shenishchatu Bazara, what if I shechted a Behemas Chulin, that happens to be a treifa. So it's going to be a shechita sheni ruya. Does it have the status of chulin shenishchatu ba'azara that they're also ba'hanoa? Or should I say no? It's like mesa meila, it doesn't count. So that's a machlekes. A shimon the rabbani. Yeah. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah has a compromise psar. The Mishnah says that Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon, so it's a machlekes yochid v'rab malachi kerab. So basically, we paskin shechita sheni ruya ishmo shechita against Reb Shimon. The one exception to the rule, the Gemara says, is by kisei adam, because it says isha sheyishchot. So since it says Asher Yeyachel, so we Darshan Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi made this compromise. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi made his own compromise. That's why he wrote it into the Mishnayos. that he made a stam mishnah by kisi adam is like Reb Shimon. Shchita sheni vuy elav shma shchita. Okay. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi made a pshara. That's how we pass Kana Yeridea. Fine. So Nachmal said, there are four cases where there's a machlekes, Reb Shimon, and the Rabbanon. Where's the case where everybody agrees that Shchita Sheni Vuya is Shma Shchita, but Negeta be Metar Midei Nevel? Everyone agrees if he shecht the trefo and he did a proper job on shechting it, so the Shchita is Metar Midei Nevel. It'll have an Issa Nevela. It'll have an Issa Nevela. You're not allowed to eat it, but it won't have the Tumas Nevela. Usually nevela is also b'achila and it's metame tumas nevela b'magam masa. But if I shecht a treifa, I did a proper shechita on a treifa, so the shechita is metame de nevela, but it'll still be also b'achila. So that they all agree. All the tanaim agree. What about if I shecht kachin b'chutz? One who shecht kachin b'chutz a pasuk and achrei mos. Hashecht b'chutz is chayv koris. How can hashecht b'chutz ever be chayv koris? If you hold like Reb Shimon that shchita sheni ruya lav shma shchita, kachim aro is also bahano, also bahano is also bachilo also bahano. So if I shech the korban in the Beis Hamikdash and I do a proper job on it and I'm zorek the dam, so then somebody's going to be allowed to eat it if it's unless it's a korban oila. Korban oila is kula kolo. You burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. But if it's a chatas, an oshem, or a shlamim, or something else, korban pesach, so someone's going to eat it. So what if I shech? What if I shech the korban shchut echutz? I shech kochim bachutz. So the kochim to begin with are osabanah. When I shech it, it's never going to be matah, period. I shech kochim bachutz is going to remain osabanah. So whenever you shech kochim bachutz, you chayv koris haposik in chumash. And the Mishnah says, Hashechet v'amale bachutz, that's the name of the perik at the end of Zvachim. Hashechet v'amale b'shoigig is chayv tuchato. It's one Hashechet bachutz, one amale bachutz. It's an isa koris. So Tosfos says that an obvious kasha. If you all like Reb Shimon, we have not to hold like Reb Shimon. We all hold like Reb Shimon by kisi adam. But if one would have thought like Reb Shimon, the shchita sheni ruya lav shma shchita. So how is it ever possible that anyone will ever be chayv koris for shechting? Kachim bachutz is also bano. Also bano meila. It's also bachila. Chila is a form of ano. Has to be also bano. There's no machlokes by the kachim bachutz. Is also bano min atorim and the rabbanon. Kachim, they're always also bano. Until you do a shechita, that's going to be mati. Do a shechita b'chutz, not mati. Chulam b'azor, that's a machlekes satanoim and a machlekes abiyach and a meishlokesh. Where the chulam b'azor is an isa derais and isa derabah. But kach machutz for sure is an isa koris. For sure it's also b'anom and atar. So Tosfos asks the kasha, how is it ever possible that Reb Shimon to be in violation of the isa koris of shecht and kach and b'chutz, when you shecht it, it's going to be also b'anom, also b'achil, so by definition, it's always shechita sheni ruya. So shechita sheni ruya should undo the isa. The Taisa says that's ridiculous. A pasuk and chumash. So obviously it's an exception to the rule. Just like the Gemara says that benegeit the shchitas treifa, then it's mitar midei nevela. With respect to mitar midei nevela, all the Tanoim agree that shchitas and ruyah shma shchita. That's an exception to the rule. So two Taisa said zan on their own. Behechreach, you have to say benegeit to shchut echutz. One violates the avir of shchut echutz. Despite the fact that it's going to be also bahanoa, also bachil, also bahanoa, all shchut techutz, also bachil, also bahanoa min atera, but still you don't say shchita sheni ruya, lav shma shchita, that the isa shchut techutz should undo the isa of the isa bachil of shchut techutz should undo the isa of shechting it bachutz. It's ridiculous. A pasuk in chumash that shchut techutz is also has an isa kares. So that for sure there's going to be an isa shchut techutz. Yeah. So there are two cases where everybody agrees that shchita sheni ruya is shmo shchita. Where is that? Benegeir to medar midei nevela, and benegeir to kachim bachutz. Kachim bachutz is chayv koris, even though shchita sheni ruya. There's one pasuk where everybody agrees that it has to be a shchita haruya. Everybody agrees to that. That's the pasuk by Yosef. When the brothers came down to Egypt, and Yosef told his chef that he should make sure he prepares a meal for them, so he gave him fleishiks. He used to eat fleishiks for lunch. So he said, "Ki iti yochlu hanoshim batzoharayim." No, I'm going to eat fleshiks for lunch. And he says, "Tvav tevach v'hachein." So the Gemara has a tradition: "Tvav tevach v'hachein, pralahem beis hashchita." Show them that you're shechting it properly, so they shouldn't have any tarumas. He didn't yet reveal himself to the brothers, tell them that he's Jewish. You're Jewish. We're all Jewish. My shechet is also Jewish. He didn't tell them yet, but he said he told the chef, "Make sure that you show them that you're shechting the food that they'll want to eat it." So that pasuk, "Tvav tevach v'hachein." All the Tanaim agree that means a shechita haruya, because it's going to give it to Jews to eat. So they're not going to eat it unless it's going to be a shechita haruya. So in that pasuk, everybody agrees shchita sheni ruya. In that pasuk, is lavshma shchita. The brothers are not going to eat it. The tevach tevach v'achin. In that pasuk, the word tevach means shchita kshera. When it gets to shchut echutz and when it gets to the time of the nevela, everyone agrees that even shchita sheni ruya is more shchita by definition. It's always going to be shchita sheni ruya. And the machlokes is, and any other case in between, the four cases in between, where we have recorded the machlokes of Shimon and the Rabban. What if you're going to have shchut echutz, but it's going to be asa b'achila for a different reason? I have shchut echutz. It happens to be asa b'achila for a different reason. Not only because it's shchut echutz is asa b'anor. Let's say it'll be a chveis. I don't know. Shchut echutz, and it happens to be a treifa. A shchut echutz, and it happens that it's going to be a treifa. So that's what Tosfos says. Even though shchut echutz is l'chol adeh is an exception to the rule, that means that the isa, you can't declare it shchita sheni ruya lav shmo shchita l'Reb Shimon, that the isa shchut echutz on the flesh should undo the avera of shechting it b'chutz. That's ridiculous. There's a pasuk in Chumash. But if it's a different isa, in addition to the isa shchut echutz, let's say it happens that the animal is a treifa, the carbon is a treifa anyway, so then it will, according to Reb Shimon, that will save me from being in violation of the din of shchut echutz. I won't be in violation of the din of shchut echutz. Won't be an issur karis.
What about if it's Shabbos? Can we say that's a problem according to Rav Shimon? If he shecht on Shabbos?
A shecht on Shabbos is an issur shchit. Yeah, is an issur malacha.
So
what's the shayla?
Would it be a good shchit or no?
What if he shecht the treifa?
No, you shecht
a
regular animal on Shabbos.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to
shecht
on Shabbos.
I mean, but the Eved will be Asa. Hashecha b'Shabbos in the Mishnah Chulin, it says that Shechitasa Kshera. And the Gemara before had a shayla whether Maisa Shabbos is an Issa Daraisa and Issa Darabana.
Yeah, because
Issa Darabana,
Rav Shimon doesn't apply
both Darabana,
only in Daraisa?
Only in Daraisa, I think so. I think that's the assumption. Shechita Sheina Ruya, Tosfos has Tosfos has 2 days about that. We'll get to it. Ayin Zayin and Beis. We'll have to discuss it. Yeah. Rav Shimon has 2 halachas that the Rabbanon don't agree with, that we basically don't paskin like. Rav Shimon has a lot of opinions that we don't paskin like. Shimon, okay. Rav Shimon has an asugya. Rav Shimon has 2 shitas that we don't accept la halacha, both revolving about roi, whether something is roi is not roi. What is shchita sheina ruya lav shmo shchita? We basically don't accept that. Shchita sheina ruya lav shmo shchita. And the other shita Rav Shimon also not accepted. He learns that from a pasuk. Here Rashi quotes on an ayin vav in days. The Ramask yesh noisa shemitame. Shimon holds that there are 4 things that are mekabel tumah in the whole wide world. Odom, mekelim, ochlam, and mashkim. So the ochlam and mashkim have to be roi l'achilas odom. What if it's fit for human consumption? It's not spoiled. It's roi l'achila, but it's roi l'achila, but it's osa b'achila. No, osa b'achila, so Jews won't eat it. But a non-Jew, I can give it to a non-Jew to eat. What if the food is osa b'achila and osa b'hano? So I'm not even permitted to give it to a non-Jew to eat. So that's a machlag Zab Shimon and the Rabban. Zab Shimon is of the opinion that if you have Yisuri Hanor, food that's also Hanor, it's not Mekabel Tuma at all, because it's Mikol Ho'echel HaShay Yeochel, Mikol Mashke HaShay Shasa B'chol Kli Yitma. Yitma means that it's Mekabel Tuma. So Reb Shimon understands Mikol Ho'echel HaShay Yeochel, Ho'echel Shat Yeochel Achila L'Acherim. All the Nochri, all the Yisrael Kori Yeochel, Perkam and the Pchers Dav Tesam and Beis. That's the Rashi and I involve in Beis, is quoting Agamar and Pchers. The Reb Shimon has a second din that depends on roi. Ochshata roi lahachila lacherim. If the ochel is muta ba'ano, even if it's also ba'achila, but if it's muta ba'ano, it's not permitted to feed it to a nochri. So then it's roi lekabel tuma. It's possible that it should be able to be mekabel tuma. But if the ochel is isuri hanoa, it's not shach to be mekabel tuma. The Reb Shimon says that it's not mekabel tuma. So the Gemara says, when you get to these 2 dinim, and we don't really pass like Reb Shimon on both of these dinim. Not by Shechita Sheni Ruya Lav Shmo Shechita, we don't pass like Reb Shimon, The one exception to the rule is by Kisi Adam. Rabbi Ranasa made the compromise, and the Shulchan Aruch accepts that. That by Kisi Adam, we paskin if it's Shechita Sheni Vuyah, Lav Shema Shechita. Because it says, Asher Yeyochel, Ish Asher Yishchat, Asher Yeyochel over there. It's not Ruel Achilana. So Reb Shimon holds by Shechita Sheni Vuyah, Lav Shema Shechita. And he holds that Oichel Sheni Ruel Achilal Acherim doesn't have a shame Oichel. So the Gemara says, with respect to both dinim, shchita shein vuya lav shma shchita is only if it's not roy at all. But if there was theoretically a possibility that at the time of shchita, right after doing the shchita, there was a possibility to make it roy lachila, so then even Reb Shimon will agree that it's a shchita haruya. Even though Lamaisa didn't seize on that opportunity, but since there was a potential to make it roy lachila, so that's there was a potential to be paid of the Hegdish, or there was a potential to be Zarek the Dam, or something like that, by Karbonis. Whenever there's a potential to do something to make it Roy Lachila, so that's already, Reb Shimon will agree, that's called Shechita Horuya. They had the theoretical potential. And the same thing when you get to Yisuri Hano. Oichel Asher Yeyochel means, was it Roy Lachila Lacherim? So because man, an animal is alive, it doesn't have a Shem Oichel, it's not a Kabbal Tuma, nothing to discuss. After you shech the animal, after it's dead already, so then if it right away becomes Asabano, so according to Reb Shimon, it's not Mekabel Tumah. It's not Oichel Asher Yeyochel, it's not Roy Lachila Lacher. Unless it had the potential of making it Mutabano. Even though the Maaseh didn't seize on that opportunity to make it Mutabano, so the Gemara is going to say that's enough to make it into Shechita HaRe'uya, or to make it into Oichel Asher Yeyochel, that it's Roy Lachila Lacher. So the Tosfos has a question on Ayin Zayin on the base. What if you have something that has a potential, something is also b'hanoa min ha-Torah? Let's say a paraduma. Paraduma is Kodesh. So Kodesh, all Kodesh is also b'hanoa. All Kodesh is also b'hanoa. So calls man the paraduma is alive, it's not mekabatuma, nothing to discuss. Shal is after I shech the paraduma. After you shech it, now it's dead. Now it's roel achila, a goy can eat it. So the question is it, but it's Kodesh, it's also b'hanoa. But did it have a potential? Did you have the possibility of being paid it? If it had the potential that you can be paid it, then it should be able to. Then the Rabbana hold, the Rabbi Shimon hold that even Yisuri Hanar also mekabel tuma as tuma soichlam. So you don't need echoshat yochel lahach lachem. You don't need that it should be mutabano. According to Rabbi Shimon, who holds from this din, echoshat yochel lahach lachem, as she quotes it from Chavis Daf Tes on the basis, the original source. So according to Reb Shimon, that there is such a din that is Yisuri Hanoa not Mekabel Tumah. But when you shech the paraduma, true it's also banoa, but did it have a potential that you could have theoretically been poided? If it has such a potential, that's enough to be called Echoshach Teyocha L'Achal Acherim. So even Reb Shimon will agree that par metame tumah sechel. The Rabbanon of course hold that par is metame tumah sechel. The Rabbanon has nothing to discuss. Rabbanon don't have to come on to a chiddush kolayim and lift this kapari dama kolayim and lizer kizark dama. They don't have to stand on that. They don't have any problems. The only one who has to come on, this is a solution within Reb Shimon who is faced with a problem. Reb Shimon holds that Shechita Sheni Vuyah Lav Shma Shechita, but if it has at the time of the Shechita, there was a potential, there was a possibility that you could have made it Muta Bachila, even though you didn't seize on that opportunity, so Reb Shimon would agree that then it's called Shechita Haruya. That's what he says, Kaloi Medlizrik Kizarek Dami, even if Lebesofi. Even if Lebesov, you weren't Zerik the Dam, but since it had a potential, so that's called the Shechita Haruya. That's how the Gemara says. Kolayim lift is Kipari Dam, Kolayim Lizik, Kizarik Dam. These are the solutions that Reb Shimon comes up with, Lefi Shitasa, that he holds that if the Shechita is Ena Ruya, Shechita Shein Ruya, Lav Shema Shechita, but if it had a potential to make it Mutav Achila, then it's called the Shechita Ruya. And if it's and Yisuri Hanoa not Mekabel Tumah, because it's not Oichel Asher Yochel, it's not Roy Lachil Lacherim. But if there was had a potential, after the Shechita had a potential to make it Roy Lachil Lacherim, so even if you didn't do it, but it's still enough to be called Roy Lachil Lacherim. Sure. So now Tosfos raises the question, this din, that Pora Aduma has Pidyon even after you Shechta. So the Gemara says in Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph on that base that it's a Machlokes Hatanoim. Reb Shimon says like that. Reish Lakish proves it within Reb Shimon based on a Tosefta in Pora. That's the one line in the Gemara 9 Zayinim and Aleph. The Tosefta in Pora, and then Reish Lakish comments on that Tosefta. You see from that Tosefta that it goes, number one, it goes according to Reb Shimon, And number two, don't accept is within Reb Shimon. Amoyde Reb Shimon, the poor is mekabel to masoch. Reb Shimon Oymer, don't accept is within Reb Shimon. And then number two, Reb Shimon obviously says in that tosefta that you can be poyed a poor aduma even after you shechted it. The Tosis has a shaila when Reb Shlokish says, I'm a higher Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's opinion is a poor niftas agabi marachosa. He'd even be poyed a poor aduma after shechting it while it's on top of the logs that you plant, you're about to burn it. Is that statement of Reb Shimon Por Niftas Agabi Marachos, is that statement only on the level of the Raisa? But on the level of the Rabban, we don't permit you to be paid at the Por Adum after you shechted it? Or should I say that even with the Rabban, they have the ability to be paid? The Taisa says they would have said, they would have suggested, if you would ask them, if they would have been entitled to an opinion, they would have said they don't see any contradiction between the Tosefta and Para, Perik Aleph, and Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon says Para Niftas Agabi Marachos, he means on the level of the Raisa. The Tosefta that says Shchota Agabi Marachos, Ein Lepidui Elomis, once you shechted, there's no way to be put in the Paraduma, that's on the level of the Rabbanim. With the Rabbanim, you don't allow any Pidyon after the point of Shchita, but on the level of the Raisa, Reb Shimon is right. So Taisa, if you would ask me, I would have said, if I would have been entitled to an opinion, Taisa says, I would have said, I don't see any stira between the Tosefta and Reb Shimon Shita. But what can I do? The Gemara Shavua says not so. The Gemara Shavua, Dafid Aleph, says that there's a contradiction, that Tosefta that says, Shchota Gabi Marachos, Eimlech Bidi Yailamis, is according to the Rabban of the Reb Shimon. But according to Reb Shimon, it's not so. According to Reb Shimon, Paraniftas Agabi Marachas. The Rabbana hold that there's no Pdiya at all after the Shechita. And Reb Shimon holds that that there's still Pdiya after the Shechita. Yeah, does Reb Shimon hold that it's a Pdiya Liyodon Void? You can, it's called Shabedek Abai, so it has Pdiya. The Gemara there in Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph uses terminology. Is Paraduma treated like Shabedek Abai? Was it treated like Kochim is bad? The same terminology appears in Avodah Zorah on Daf Chav Gimel. Tosis quotes it on Ein Zayin Beis. So in Avodah Zorah, Daf Chav Gimel, the Gemara uses such a lashon in a different context. So the Gemara there in Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph is discussing what's the nature of the Kedusha of Por Aduma. Is it Kochim is Berach or is it Kochim Berach Abayis? What's the discussion? Whether it's Kochim is Berach or Kochim Berach Abayis? What funds do you buy it from? Do you buy it from Berach Abayis money? Or do you buy it from Machzis HaShekel money? No, Tosfos said, that's not a Machlokes HaTanoim. That's not the issue. That's a Beferish HaMishnah in Shkolim, it says. Disnam Shkolim Davov, that's how Tosfos writes 10 lines before the end of the Tosfos, Ein Zayin Beis. No, that's enough in the Mishnah. Shebo Metrumas HaLishka, that's no Machlokes. I Tosfos says, how can it be that the Paradum is Bo Metrumas HaLishka? Kachim Korbanis Tzibur Aboy Metrumas HaLishka. To meet him in Masofim. And Ketoris is boy mitrumas alishka. Korbanus Yochid, Yochid has to pay for. You don't buy trumas alishka. But if he say that Paraduma is not a carbon, Paraduma is not a carbon. Paraduma has nothing to do with a carbon. So if Paraduma is not a carbon, so it's a problem. It has kedusha, but if it's not a carbon, why should you be allowed to pay for it from machzah shekel money? That's what the Mishnah says. That's not a machlekes. Whether you buy it for machzah shekel money. The Mishnah says it's bo mitrumas alishka. So Tosfos says when the Gemara is discussing in Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara in Avodah Zorah Daf Chav Gimel is discussing in abstract what's the nature of Kedushas Por Aduma. Is it comparable to Berech Abayis? Is it comparable to Kachim Mizbeach? It doesn't. That's the discussion about the nature of the Kedusha. No one's talking, do you buy it for machzah shekel money or do you buy it from Berech Abayis money? Of course it's machzah shekel money. That's a Mishnah no machlokes. Oh, by the way, Tosfos says, but wait a minute. Come to think of it, how can you buy from the machzah shekel money? What's going on? But it's not a carbon. Reb Shimon holds for sure it's not a carbon. Tosfos wants to even say that the Rabbanon also agree. Achein anir shiz v'shum tana de par kachem izbechi. Tosfos finds it hard to believe that anybody thinks that par aduma is kachem mizbech. It's not. You're not makriven on the mizbech. Chatos karyei rachmona. It says in the Chumash, chatos he. Chatosi, so the Gemara has a lashon chatos karyei rachmona mashma. What is that lashon mean? Chatos. The Torah calls it a chatos. Means it's not really a chatos. No one says that it's really a chatos. Chatos karyei rachmona mashma. Kach ben kabaisi. You see from the lashon of Gemara, it's really kach ben kabaisi. Taisa thinks that there's no machlekes abshim in their abban. They think that everybody agrees that it's really kachem berek abayis. It's not really kachem mizbech. It's not really kachem mizbech. So wait a minute. So if it's not kachem mizbech, it's not a korban tzibur. So what do you do in buying it from the machzah shekel money? So the first suggestion of Taisa says, well, wait a minute. You pay the rabbanim. You used to pay a salary to the rabbanim who would teach the Kohanim Hilchas Kemitza. So the Gemara says in the end of Tzubas, in the last parak, you used to get their salary for Machzah Shekel money. So what's going on? They're not God. The rabbis are not God. So how do they take from the Machzah Shekel money? The Gemara says there. In the last parak in Tzubas, the Gemara asked the question. The Gemara says, Lei Bezdin Masna Lein, that Bezdin has the right to make a t'nai. That's what Tesis asks there. Bezdin is making a t'nai. But every Jew is makdish machzah shekel. What has got there? Why is Bezdin the balabas to make it tonight? So that's what Tosis points an expression. Kol ha-magdish, al-das Bezdin hu magdish. The Gemara has it, kol ha-mekadish, adai to the Rabbana mekadish. When people get married, they're getting married, adai to the Rabbana. So Tosis coins an expression, meaning get the magdish zayin machzah shekel. Kol ha-magdish, al-das Bezdin hu magdish. So therefore, what ha-magdish, my machzah shekel, I have in mind, that if Bezdin wants to use it to pay the salary of the rabbis who teach the Kohanim how to do the kmitzah, so good for them. So my hakdosha will not take place. Shalom says, "How my yotze my mitzvah machzah shekel? I said a bracha shekel. Hashem says, 'Son, well, machzah shekel. Al nesinus machzah shekel. I put it into the pushkin in the base hamikdash. Then Bezdin's going to use my money. Late Bezdin masna lehem. They're going to use my money. Hefke Bezdin hefke. It's going to come out that they're using it for secular purposes to pay the salary of the rabbis." So how was I yotze my machzah shekel? That's a good question. If leid bezin masna leim, and it turns out that a lot of the money that's given is chulin, a lot of money that's given is not niskadish b'kdushas machzah shekel, so how would those balabatim yotze the mitzvah machzah shekel? It's a good question. But that's the first suggestion that Tosfos gives. Just like they used to pay the salary of the rabbanim of the melam the hilchas kmitza lekohanim not nuschar metrumas salishko. How can they do that? Lei bezin masna leim. That's what it says in the last parak in Ksubis. So what dinami over here? The paraduma is not at all a korban sibur. It doesn't really make sense that it should be paid for the machzah shekel money. The sibur should really collect a separate fund when you need a paraduma every 100 years or so, every 150 years or so. When you need to make a paraduma, so they should make a separate collection and use that money for the purpose of buying a paraduma. So the first suggestion of Tosfos is the fact that they use the leftover money from the Shumas Alishka, that's based on Leib Bezdin Masna Leim. Then Tosfos suggests for Afilu Beleib Bezdin Masna Leim maybe Benegeya to paying the salary of the Malamde Hilchas Toires to the Kohanim, Malamde Hilchas Kmitza Le Kohanim, that's from Shumas Alishka, that's based on Leib Bezdin Masna Leim. That's a Gemara. But Benegeya to buy the Paraduma from the money from the Shumas Alishka, Shumas Alishka is Machzah Shekel money. So Tosfos says, maybe you don't even need Leib Bezdin Masna Leim. Why? It's a little bit like a Korban Sibur. It's not really. They say Reb Shimon holds that it's Kachem Berek Abayis. It's not Kachem Mizbech. And they want to say that they don't even believe. They don't even. Achena Nir, she is Bashum Tanu, the Per Kachem Mizbechi. They think that there's no Tanu who really thinks that it's Kachem Mizbech. But nonetheless, if it's Yidu Avoides on, Yidu Avoides to it. Horlel Tsar Karbonasi. You do avoidus to the paradum as if it would have been a carbon, so therefore it's treated like a carbon when you get to that you buy it from the machzah shekel money. Okay. So Nachum also, so what did the Gemara say there? So there's a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph. But the Gemara says that Reb Shimon Shita Parah Nivdos Agabi Marachasa is in contradiction to the Tosefta and Perek Aleph and Parah that states, Shchata Agabi Marachas Ein Lepidi Yoylamis. These two disagree with each other. So Tosfos wants to know, why did the Gemara think that they disagree? Why can't they both blend in together? Maybe Reb Shimon Shita Paranivdas Agabi Marachas, it means on the level of their Isa, it can be part of the Paraduma even after you shefted it. But on the level of the Rabbanon, the Tosefta says Shchata Agabi Marachas Ein Lepidi Yoylamis. So maybe the fact that it has Pidiyam in Atayra, even though with the Rabbanon they don't allow that Pidyon, maybe since Menatera has Padilla, maybe that's enough to say that Kol Oimid Livdo is Kipari Dami. And the Mela is going to be Oichel Shata Yochel HaChel Acher. If you have Yisurei Hanoah, again, Rav Shimon Shita, if you have Yisurei Hanoah, if you cook Basa B'Cholav together and it's Asa B'Hanoah, so that's a Tosefta that says, Maida Rav Shimon B'Basa B'Cholav, that is Mekabel Tum. But the Basa originally was Muta B'Hanoah, the Cholav originally was Muta B'Hanoah. When you cook them together, they become Asa B'Hanoah. Before I cooked the Basa and the Cholav together, each one had a Shasa Kaish, each one was Roy L'Kabel Tum, so the Re'ez L'Kabel Tum remains. But if you have something that was never Roy L'Kabel Tum, while it was alive, a live animal is not nothing to discuss, and it's not going to be Mekabel Tum. From the moment that it died, it was already Asa B'Hanoah, if you can have such a Echetimtzah. So then Reb Shimon would say in such a case that such a piece of flesh is not Mekabel Tum. So what's with Paraduma? While it's alive, it's not Mekabel Tum. The minute you shecht it, it's Asa B'Hanoah. So it was Asa B'Hanoah Mechai. It remains Asa B'Hanoah L'Achamisa. So why does Reb Shimon moide to the Chacham in the form of Tam Tum HaSachman? How come the Tosefta in Para says? Ein Zayinim and Aleph, the one line on the Daf. So the Gemara says, Para, even Reb Shimon agrees that Para, the flesh of the Paradume is Mekabel Tum HaSachman, but it's also B'Hanoah. So that's what the Gemara said. No, it has a Re'ius. There was a possibility to be poided. So that's what Tosis raises the question. Maybe I should say Paranipdas Agabi Marachosa is only on the level of the rice. Maybe Midarabban Rab Shimon will agree that once you shechted, you cannot be poida. Is that correct or is that not correct? If you say Minatoiro, you could have been poida, but Midarabban, they don't allow you to be poida. So the fact that Midarabban, they don't allow you to be poida, does that take away from its status as Oil Varoy Lahachir, Oichel Shati Ochel Lahachel Acher? Is that called Roy Lahachel Acher? The fact that on the level of their rice it's Roy Lepidyon, and it's Roy Lahachel Acher. But with the Rabbanon, it's Eino Yochel Lahachel Acher. That's the famous discussion. Pilpels about that, they're not sure. That's a famous discussion that the Mishnah Melech has, is famous for. Where the Eino Roy the Rabbanon is called Eino Roy on the level of their rice. Zaino Roy over here, that's what's going on. If you should say that the Tosefta in Pora, Perakalov, that says Shchot al Gabi Marchas Ein Lepdir Lames is only Midir Rabbanon, but on the level of, and Rab Shimon's statement is only on the level of their Isa, so Tosis pilpas back and forth. Is it Deichik Loime? Dafa Gavta Midir Isa Bas Pdir, he keeping the Rabbanon La Bas Pdir La Chosh Vecho Shati Ocha La Chalachem. Tosis doesn't think it's correct. Tosis thinks that Eneroi de Rabbanon is not called Eneroi de Rais. Just because it's Eneroi de Rabbanon, there's no reason to declare that that's Eneroi de Rais. But they're not sure. They're pilpiling about it. That's a famous machloikas. That's what the Mishlam Melech wants to write and says in one place. It's a machloikas hatanai. He quotes, the din requires that you have to have a sukkah harui l'chol shiva. The sukkah has to be sturdy enough to last for all 7 days of sukkah. So what if you have a sukkah that's absolutely sturdy, but it's built on top of a tree, and ein oilin lo b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to climb up on a tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So is that called sukkah she'ein aruya l'chol shiva, or is it called sukkah haruya l'chol shiva? Midirabbanan et sein aruya. Either the sukkah is built on top of an elephant, or the sukkah is built on top of a tree. Ein oilin lo b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to climb up on an animal, you're not allowed to climb up on a tree on Shabbos. So is Eneroi the Rabbanon called Eneroi, so it's called Sukkah Eneroi L'chol Shiva, or not? So that's a machlokes hatanai in Masechus Sukkah, whether that passels, does it passel the Sukkah for all of Sukkah or not. So that's famous, the Mishlam Melech is famous for that. The last daf in Sanhedrin, there's a machlokes, two girsas in the Gemara, the Balamar and the Rambam. The din is that when the Bezna Gadol makes the Gemara din that an Eir and Idachas should be burnt down, all the people are going to get sayif, and we're going to burn down all the houses of Saraftas Kol Huyibba'esh, and we're going to burn all of the property of all of the people who live in the city. So what about the property of the people who live in the city that's located in a different location? Let's say that's a city where the overwhelming majority of the people worship Tavad Azar, right? And they have has to be in Eretz Yisrael. So let's say there's a city, there should be such a city in Eretz Yisrael where the rove of the people worship Tavad Azar. And part of their property is in Yerushalayim. Part of their property is in New York. Part of their property is in London or in Madrid, whatever, somewhere else in Europe. So which property of theirs becomes Asabana, which not? So the Gemara says it depends how far away it is from the Ir and Idachas. The Bezna Gadol makes a Gemara din today, it's 220. So the Bezna Gadol says today, We hereby declare the city is near Nidachas. We're going to burn it down tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Sure. So we're going to send shluchim to the city. We're going to burn down the whole city at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So that when the Bez makes the Gemar Din, that's when everything becomes Osabano. So when the Bez makes the Gemar Din, where is the property of the Anshir and Nidachas? How far away is it? If it's in Australia, or it's in South Africa, it's going to take forever to get the... Maybe South Africa is not so far away from Eretz Yisrael. Australia, I think, is far away from Eretz Yisrael. North Pole. It's in North Pole. The people in the Eridachas have property in North Pole. There's one flight there once a week. So it's not shayach to go bring their property from the North Pole to the Eridachas by tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So the Gemara says, if it's not nikbatzim latocho, if the property is so far away that it's not shayach to bring it to the Eridachas between the time that the Bez Nagadol made the Psak, they said now, 2:20, that tomorrow, 2 o'clock, we're going to burn down the whole city. It'll take a few hours to burn down the whole city. Let's say between 2 and 6. We're going to have a big party for 4 hours. We're going to be burning down the whole city. So if it's nekbatzim l'teicha, if it's physically possible to bring all of the property into the Yerni Dachas, so then it becomes also bahanor, and you have to burn it. But if it's enikbatzim l'teicha, it's just physically impossible, it's just so far away, it's impossible to bring it to the Yerni Dachas in between the time that Bez Nagadol made the Psak and the time they planned to burn it. They set up, we're going to burn down the city tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Between 2 and 6, we're going to burn down the whole city. So if it's not nikbatzim l'secho, then it's not osa banu. So the Rishonim have a machlek, what if I have property that it's close enough, it's right around the corner, it's in Yerushalayim. The Nidachas is in Eretz Yisrael. It's in Yerushalayim, an hour's travel away from Yerushalayim. And physically you're able to bring it, but there's an Issa derabanan that prevents you from bringing it. Let's say it's Maisa Sheni, and the din is Kaltuhu Mechitzis. The din is Mechitza Lechol is Deraisa. That's the last daf in Sanhedrin. The last Gemara. Mechitza Lechol is Deraisa. That you eat Maisa Sheni B'Yerushalayim, B'Techo Yerav Yerushalayim, that's a din of Chumash. Mechitza Liklot is only the Rabbana. The din that once you brought the Maisa Sheni into Yerushalayim, it's forbidden to bring it out of the Chaymas Ha'ir. That's Mechitza Liklot, that the Chaymas Ha'ir, the mechitzas of Yerushalayim, the ma'aser sheni, that you're not allowed to take it out. That the Gemara says is only by the Rabbanan. So the two girsas there in the Gemara, the long chedusha around there, the two girsas in the Gemara, if you hold mechitza liklot is only the Rabbanan, does that make it ena roy on the level of the raisa, so that ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim does not become asa bano? Because it's called ena roy leikovitz leteicha? Or do you say no? What are you talking about? On the level of the raisa, it's permissible to take it out of Yerushalayim, and it's b'chadeshiyasa. You can bring it from Yerushalayim to the Yerni Dachas in an hour, and you have from 2:20 today until tomorrow 2 o'clock. So you have a whole day to bring it, because midirabbanon it's also to remove it from Yerushalayim. That makes it that it's mutabah. No, ain't a roy. The rabbanon makes it that it's ain't a roy, so it's mutabah. No, it can't be. So that's a big machlekes harishonim. So Tosfos writes over here, they don't think that makes sense. They think that if it's ain't a roy, it doesn't make sense. I forgot the rice about the keep and the rabbanon labas p'dir. They think that doesn't make any sense. Since on the level of the rice, it's yochel lahachal acherim, so therefore it should be mekabel tumah. So what does Tosfos come out that they give in to the Gemara Shavuos? They really would have wanted to disagree with the Gemara Shavuos. They really would have wanted to say their opinion that what, but they're not entitled to an opinion. They would have pushed for this. The Reb Shimon holds ben atoira, you can be poided the koraduma even after shechita, and with the rabbanon you're not allowed to. But you see from the Gemara Shavuos that it's wrong. So what is the correct version? Reb Shimon holds that ben atoira and with the rabbanon you can be poided the koraduma even after shechita. Both ben atoira and with the rabbanon you can be poided, and the rabbanon disagree. Both ben atoira and with the rabbanon hold that even ben atoira you cannot be poided the koraduma after shechita. Why can't you be part of the paraduma after shechita? Why? Because they hold that it's kachay mizbeach. Taisa said, they don't believe that there's any tana. If you would say, even why you know I'm the rabbanah par kachay mizbeach, you have yosi shaper. I understand why you can't be part of the manatar. Ah, ain't a nirish. He's b'shum tana the par kachay mizbeach. Taisa doesn't think any tana says like that. Taisa thinks that everybody agrees that par is kachay berak abayis, means that it's not kachay mizbeach. So why do the Rabbanah hold the Minatur? You can't be paid after Shechitas Par Aduma, what's wrong? Why can't you be paid in Menatar? So that's what Tosis said on Amar Alf. And according to Rab Shimon, you can be paid after Shechita. How long can you be paid? Liyolam Void. You can be paid the Par Aduma, Liyolam Void. I have a jar full of ashes of Par Aduma. I can be paid it and it'll be Ois Asa Bahno. So Tosis finds that hard to believe. So they say, there must be a cutoff point after which I declare finished. I say Chatas Kai Rachmana. After that point, there's Chatas Kai Rachmana. The status of Chatas sets in. What's the din of Chatas? Chatas is Kachem Mizbech. You can only be paid if it has a Mum Kavua. If it doesn't have a Mum Kavua, you can't be paid. See here, there's no Mum. No Mum developed over here. So that's the Shaila. When does that status of Chatas Kai Rachmana set in? So that's what Tosis is saying over here. That's the Machlek of Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. Reb Shimon, Tosis writes on Amin Aleph. Lachar hazor, on the third line from the top of Ayin Zayin Amin Aleph. Lachar hazor, ein svar shetei bas b'di achar shehuz adoma. That is impossible. After the, what do you do when you shech the par aduma? Nechach pesach ol moi. Then you zorek the dam, nechach pesach ol moi. That's it, Tosis says. After you did this, rikas adam, everybody agrees as chattas kai rachmona, that it doesn't lend itself to pigeon anymore. Unless it'll develop, the only way korbonis have chattas. Chattas is like kachim is bear. The only time you have pigeon on korbanis is if they develop a mum kavua. Mum kavua has to be while the animal is alive. After the animal is dead already, there is no such thing as mum kavua. Who says that's the long thesis and I involve him at Aleph? Thesis at the end via Shloima, the mum shu, mechaim chashib mum liftus al yodai. Avul mum delach amisa lo chashib mum. And they prove it from the Gemara in the end of the Mur. Mum delach amisa is not called a mum. So you can't, if you... The paradum is going to reach a point after which I say that's the point of no return. After that, it doesn't have any pidyon in Atayra. Why? Because chatas karachmana. When is that point? When is that point? So that's a machleg Reb Shimon the Rabban. So Reb Shimon holds that that's hazor. Why is hazor? Ein svar shetei bas b'di achar shehuz adoma. The status of chatas karachmana has to set in sometime. If they do the hazor nochach pesach al moed, it's chatas karachmana, doesn't have any pidyon unless it's going to become a mum kavu. It can't become a mum kavu, it's dead already. It's too late to become. A mum kavu has to be mechaim. And the Rabbana disagree with Reb Shimon, they hold chatas karachmana sets in after shchita. That's what Tosis on the top of Ayin Zayin on the base quotes. The Gemara says in Shavuos that the Tosefta and Perek Aleph and Parah is disagreement with Reb Shimon. The Tosefta represent the shitas chachamim. The Par Aduma has no pidyon min haTorah after Shechita. And Reb Shimon holds that it has pidyon both min haTorah and min the Rabban. Why the Rabban hold it doesn't have pidyon min haTorah after Shechita? What do they hold? It's really kache mizbeach. Yeah, there's ain't svar. If they'll say they hold kache mizbeach, it would be osi shapir. But it's not mistab. Achayna nirishi is b'shum tana that it's kache mizbeach. They says not that it's kache mizbeach. Chatas kai rachmona. You reach a point after which I say Chatas Karachmana no longer lends itself to pinyon. So that's the Machlek, Reb Shimon and the Rabban. Rabban hold that that point is when you do the Shechita of the Par Aduma, the first Avodah. And Reb Shimon says that that point is only reached when you do the Hazor Asadam. Nechach Pesach Olmoy.
When
the
Gemara says in Kaddish, Bakamit, Kudimai, so that comes the Rabban or the
Sheikh
Shalos. So we have to resort to a Rabban Kudushim in it. But if you hold that the Rabbana could have an effect on the Raisa, why shouldn't that be enough of a reason to say invalidate the Kedusha?
Yeah, Rashi writes that Afkin Rabbana Kedusha Minei. The Gemara never says why. The Gemara never says why. That's the question. Some say that you don't have to command to Afkin Rabbana Kedusha Minei. Some say that it's because since it's us about no, I mean the Rabbana, so it's not Pidin, it's not called Shave Pruta. Lamaisa, but Poyal Mamish is not Shabbat Pruta.
This Mishnah about that you say that the Rabbanon affects it, that doesn't go on Shchiti Shein Eruya. Shchiti Shein Eruya, the Rabbanon the Gemara says, is considered a Shchiti
Eruya. Right.
Only Lagabi Lachid Elacher, not Lagabi Shchiti Elacher.
Yeah, I don't know, that's a good Tekasha. Why should I distinguish? If you hold that Ein Roy, the Rabbanon is called Ein Roy even on the level of the Raisa. So the Gemara said before that by Maisa Shabbos, Ashechet b'Shabbos Shchitosek Sheira, but if you hold Maisa Shabbos is the Rabbanon, then it's called the Shchita Haruya. That's a good kasha. Why do we only consider this? Why do Tais only have a suffix when you get to Echol She'ein Roy LaHachil LaHachem? Why does the Gemara say for sure for Shchita Shein Haruya? Why does the Gemara say for sure that Bashchita Sheinu Ra'uyam? If you hold Ashechet B'Shabbos is only the Rabbanon, so it's not us, it's everybody. Huh? That's mutter after Shabbos is over, just the penalties of the penalties. So it's not also behechlet. It will be mutter by now. Tell me, wait till after Shabbos, it'll be mutter. So that can't be. You can't call that a shechita shenei ruya. If it's deraisa, the Gemara said before, if Maaseh Shabbos is an isa deraisa, ki kodesh yilochem, ma kodesh asamano, Maaseh Shabbos asamano. If it's an isa deraisa, it's also period. There's no strings attached. Aser is awesome. So that's called Shechita Sheinu Ruya. But if you hold that it's only awesome, there are banon, so then it's not going to be awesome Liyon of what? It'll only be awesome till the end of Shabbos. Or maybe it'll be awesome to hear my Lamas to other people. It'll be Mutter after Shabbos is over, maybe Mutter Miyad. So if it's not going to be awesome Liyon of what, so you can't call it a Shechita Sheinu Ruya. I don't know, the Gemara said it by all dinim there are banon, or just by Maisa Shabbos. Maybe that's what it means. Amai Patri Rabbanon. Maybe that's what it means. Amai Patri Rabbanon. If it's only the Rabbanon, then it goes with rules and regulations. It's not going to be also the Yerchel Voit.
I think when Yehuda holds it's only also the Rabbanon, but it's also a Yerchel and Lamas for me.
Even Lacherim. Have to look in the Gemara, even Lacherim. I don't know. Yeah, we got to research that.
I'm sorry. It's only
Rabbi Yechon Asandla that holds
it. Oh, so if you're
Rabbi Yechon Asandla, then it's Shechita Sheinu Ruya. Then it's also Behechlet Oel Oelon Void. That's like Shechita Streif. But if you hold it's only the Rabbanon, then it means that it's not also for everybody to earn a void.
The Rabban Taisus over there says that Rav Shimon holds that it has to be also
in the Deraisa. Yeah, Chulam
Bazar, yeah. Proves from here that Chulam Bazar is a Deraisa.
Yeah.
If we hold like the Mishnah, no, Taisus proof is not a good proof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should look in that Mishnah Melech. Mm-hmm. Why is it benegeir? That's what you're asking. Why is it benegeir? To shechita sheinu ruya. There it's clear that it has to be an isa deraisa. And benegeir to echel shiat yochel hachel acherim, they're both similar issues. Is it called the enaroi? So here it's 2 days in Taisus. Here Taisus is not sure. How come here they're not sure and there it's enough in the Gemara? I don't know. It's a good discussion. Yeah. But this is raise a question. Whenever let's say a person shechts kotchim bachutz. It becomes also not doesn't become also b'ano. The kotchim are also b'ano. If you shecht it bifnim and you zorek the dam, then it'll be, if it's not an oila, then it'll be muta bachila to the Kohanim, to the Israelim. But if Shech de Bachutz, the Isa Hanor remains, the Isa Kaddish remains. So if Shech Katz Machutz, it's Asaba Hanor. What do you do with it? The Yisurei Hanor divided into two categories. The last Mishnah in Temura. You have Nisrafim and Hanigborim. Some of those are Nisrafim. What's Nisrafim? What's an Isa Hanor that's Nisrafim? Kloy HaKerem, Pentukdash, Pentukareish. So Kloy HaKerem is from the Nisrafim. Orlo. The Mishnah says that Orla is also men on the Surah. From Rashi and Taisa don't know what the Makar is. They say there must be some Pasuk from which we establish a din that Orla has the same status as Kilayim. Because the Pasuk only says Chumash Kilei Akir. Chumash B'Pesach is a Machlek is Satanai, where the Ebi Chumash Elev Israel. But all the other Suri Hanoah, Pigal Noi said Tommy, that's Pesukim Chumash. Pigal Noi said Tommy is Bisrefa. But all the other Suri Hanoah, are not menanis rafim, they're only menanik borim. What it means, menanik borim? It means you have to dispose of it somehow. You shouldn't leave it around the house. That's midirabbanon. You shouldn't leave it around the house. Mishum chashash takala. This rafim is a real din. A mitzvah to burn it. Nikborim is you have to dispose of it. So let's say someone shechts kotchim bachutz. So what's the status? Kotch machutz and isa karis. You're not allowed to shecht kotch machutz. A guy shechts kotchim machutz. So what is it, Minan is Rafim? No, Tosis quotes on Ofen Gemara, it's Minan Igbar. Can you be paid it now? First in Shas, Kach Machutz. So Tosis asks, we never found anywhere in Shas. What is Tosis? Lo Mishtanim et Vishum Mokum Letanish, you Nivdim. On the bottom of Ayin Vav Amar Aleph, Tosis has a line. We never found anywhere in Shas that it says, if Shaman Shechs Kachim Bachutz, he should be paid it and goodbye. There is no more Isa Hano. No more Isa Hano. Yeah, why doesn't anybody, how come no Tana ever came up with that Ayin Vav? So Tosis raised the issue, well, you need Hamad of Aracha in order to be paid an animal. Some is Magdash HaGemara, some is Magdash HaMenshin to Hegdish. So you paid it. Someone's magdish an animal, so it says behemet akoyin beherichos. It need hamod of arocha. The animal has to be alive, has to be standing on its own 2 feet. So once you shech the animal, that's a question. Is that a bar hamod of arocha? If I do a shchita kshera, on an animal, but it didn't drop dead yet, it's still mefracheses. Can you be paid at that time? So Tosis quotes an often a gemara in chulin a pkiyus a gemara in chulin daf lamed amid aleph. It says shachab b'shnayim arav shnayim. And you can still be poyda, even though you need amor of arocha. Even if you say you need amor of arocha, not all the tanoim and amorim agree that you always need amor of arocha. Even if you hold that you need amor of arocha, while the animal is still, even I shechted shnayim or shnayim, the daim of archeses, the animal still lends itself to pidyon. So Tosis has two interpretations in that gemara. Is that true? Even if you did a shechita kshera, or should I say no? Tosis says that brisa that says shachu b'shnayim barav shnayim adain hima farches arik chayv l'chol devareh. That's the first wide line in the Tosis shchita sheni ruyei, and I involve him in aleph. In mamaschul shchita sheni ruyei, you have narrow lines, wide lines, and very wide lines. So the lines that take up half the page, the first wide line there. So they say adain b'farches arik chayv l'chol devareh perk sheni dechulin. So Tosis says, "Ain a mishnah mishumakum." What's the Gemara quoting? A brisa. Where does it say that? It doesn't say. No, Tosis says, "It's a brisa in Horva Reitev, a mishnah in Horva Reitev," and it goes there. You saw shechting an elephant. A Jew is shechting an elephant, or Nochri is shechting a cow. A Jew shechts an elephant is not nitfas and shchita. A beimatur is nitfas and shchita. Beimatmeya, an elephant or a tiger is not nitfas and shchita. A goy shechts a beimatura. It's not a ma'aser shechita either. So there it says, "Kol zman that the animal is mefarches asarei kachai." What if a Jew shechts a tahira? A Jew does a shechita kshera on a behemah tahira, but then he mefarcheses. So that's 2 days in Tosfos. So the Rabbeinu Tam insists. That's what they keep on quoting. On Amud Aleph they quote it in shechita sheni ruya. On Amud Beis in Divrei Maaseh b'shechit balei mumen they quote the Rabbeinu Tam said. But the Rabbeinu Tam hold, based on that Gemara, that it is good. And they quote Vaita, they keep on referring back to that. So that's a machlekes harishonim. So Tosfos says, wait a minute. If you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, that it's b'nei hamod v'harochi when it has pirkus, so how can we ever find it anywhere in Shas? That if you shech kotchim bachutz, why do you just leave it that it's awesome? No, why don't you have somebody pay it quickly while it's still mefrachesus? Maybe it's only midirabbanan. Tosfos says, yeah. Why should they make such a din? But doichet loy midirabbanu deyin niftim v'tishos amum zeh biyadaim kishar matel mum. They say that's why, because if you're matel mum, you're not allowed to be paid based on the mum that you did. In order to be paid it. Kotchim Bachutz is a carbon. In order to be paid a carbon, you have to have a mum kavua. Where's the mum kavua? Tosfos said, what do you mean mum kavua? It's dead. You just killed the animal. It's dead. Tosfos said, yeah, but you did the mum biyadayim. So there's a din, there's a knas in the rabbanan. You matal mum, you're not allowed to be paid that based on animals. Tosfos said, that's the din. That's the reason it's only with the rabbanan. Come on, it doesn't sound like that. La mishtamet tana b'shum mokam loymar, sheyei nivdim, etoichek loymar, it's only with the rabbanan. See, if you hold not like the Rabbeinu Tam is nicha. The Farcheses is only good if it's a Nochri Shechting at Tahora, or you saw Shechting at Temeya. But if you saw the Tahora, it's already geshocht and it's dead. It's not a Barhochi of Hamad of Aracha. But if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, how come it doesn't say anywhere? So that's what Tosfos comes up with the answer that a Mum Dalach Anisa is not called a Mum. A mum has to be a mum de mechaim. Yesh loyma. The mum she mechaim chash mum lift this al yoda. Without a mum kavua, you can't be poyde kachim is beah. So we're talking about shechting kachim bachutz. Why not? Tais made another suggestion. Maybe you got to say, since there's a mitzvah, it's min hanikbarim. Since it's a mitzvah that you have to bury it, so you're not allowed to be poyde to undo the mitzvah. Once you do the shech, the kachim achutz, that's minhanik barim. So if you're going to be poyde, so you're going to undo the mitzvah, mikana labos, so that's not right. So they says, what are you talking about? If it would have been minhanik srafim, nisrafim is a mitzvah, mitzvah b'sreifa. So I can understand you're going to say that you can't be poyde. Where did they have that? Earlier. Bishleim upsul shul b'sreifa, earlier in the Tosis. Then svar alam the deficient if so shvei lapidim bishlam epsul shul bisreif gan pigla lein lapidim shum the mitzvah of the sarfoy the mitzvah to burn it but man an ikbarim shchut ichutz is only aval shchut ichutz ein misreif ela bikvura it's only man an ikbarim so an ikbarim is only mit the rabbanim shum chashash takola so be paid it will be yois hegdish that's not a valid explanation so that's what Tosis is shaking back and forth what are the different possibilities so they come up with this chiddush on the level of their eyes. They think that a mum that allows you to be poyde has to be a mum de mechaim. Yeshlam de mum she mechaim chash mum lift the side. Mum lachamisa doesn't count. True, ain't lach a mum gadol mizeh. But that's a mum lachamisa, so that's not good to be poyde behind. Okay, these are important klolim. Okay. Tomorrow we should continue chazorah. From those who plan to be here tomorrow. So those who plan to be here, how many want to continue chazorah? And the others want to do Parsha? Others don't want to do Chumash? Okay. So we're looking at Chumash. What Parsha are we up to? Chuma. Okay.